What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Smoochie.
This is Emilio.
Oh boy, I'm confused.
Did we give him a live on Discord?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay, cool. Thank you. What's up, guys? Here we go again. First things off, Patreon update. I just wanted to say that I am super shitty person at taking care of our Patreons.
Mm-hmm.
And I will get to it. There's t-shirts owed. There's a poster owed. There's game time owed. All that stuff needs to happen. I will take care of you guys. It is fifth on my to-do list.
Is Minnie's mouth still available on that Patreon list?
Unfortunately, unless you're a Texas resident, you can, instead of a t-shirt, you can just turn in your t-shirt coupon for a mini coupon.
That's dirty.
Also,
that's Cochina, by the way. I just learned that word today.
We said something about Cochina, and she's like, "Oh, someone called me China before," and I was just like, "Well, China in Spanish is Chinese, so someone just called you straight up like Chinese girl or whatever."
And it actually means
dirty.
Like, no, I know, but China means Chinese.
Cochina, right?
Yeah, Cochina. Yeah. Not Chinese, not China.
But China we use as basically Asian. It does mean Chinese, but that's how Mexicans say
Asian. It's just like
a
linguistic catch-all for Asians. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how I learned the meaning of Cochina? There was a custodian at my work who noticed my Bob's Burgers little fun pop character of Tina Burger. Uh-huh. And, you know, in the show, she's always very sexually aggressive towards the guys. And so we used to have this... We used to have this custodian named Jose, and he came in and he's like, "Oh, Tina, she nasty." I'm like, "Oh, you seen the show?" He's like, "Yeah, my daughter watches that show, Tina La Cochina."
Yeah.
Would
I be Tina La Cochina?
Sure.
Or Tina Cochina.
China Cochina.
China Cochina is a thing.
China Cochina. Okay.
It's almost a song right there. A couple beats away from actually being the number one hit.
A couple more whiskey shots. And
we should make it like a tone in my mouth.
The episode title in the first 3 minutes of the podcast.
Hey, happy St. Patty's Day. Come on.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
We're actually drinking Irish whiskey.
Yes. Right. It's this is brought to you by Telling Whiskey. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. Has a nice finish.
Right. Totally sponsored, guys.
We'll see how this pans out later in the episode.
If it's anything like the JMO day.
I'm just going to black out mid-episode.
You might have to leave, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We'll see how that goes. And the other thing is our Discord is awesome. You should check us out. Go to our website, dlgaming.net. There you will find our Patreon, our support page, our merch. Our iTunes? Probably our iTunes?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything, basically. Okay. So just check that out. And that's it. Let's get into the show.
Cool. All right. On the radar, games that have grabbed our attention this week for one reason or another. PAX happened recently, and with it brought some announcements. One of those being Dwarf Fortress is now coming out on Steam.
I read a little article about this. What is it? Bobby, do you know the name of that? Those graphics when they do it with... letters.
Yeah, ASCII art.
ASCII art, yeah. But
so this will not have ASCII art, which I think is good.
Yes.
Because that, I think, really... First of all, Dwarf Fortress is a very difficult game to understand. And then throw the ASCII art on top of that, and it's hard to tell what the hell is going on.
Yeah. There's the option to turn it on if you want. Still.
Oh, cool.
For the hardcores or whatever.
Yeah.
This is great for this... for a game like this. It's been around for like 12 years. It's got a hardcore following. They even said how much they make on Patreon. Like, the only money they make, because it's free, they make like $6,000 a month on Patreon. It's like two brothers. Wow. And they just recently realized they're like, we're getting older. If one of us gets sick, that's going to be the end of Dwarf Fortress and probably the end of one of us, because like healthcare is so hard.
Yeah.
So he's like, we got to put it on Steam and make some money. That's basically what's going on. I love how transparent they are. And this is a great move for them. Games like this do really well. RimWorld, remember how highly rated RimWorld was? Mm-hmm. It was number one.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of simulation people on there. So basically what you are, it's...
What kind of game is this?
It's one of these things where you start off with a little band of dwarves.
What are they called? Base building, strategy, simulation, sandbox. It's like a simulation game.
Base building, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like so much shit can happen, though. Like infinite amount of stuff. Like weird stuff. They've been working on it for 12 years, so like a stampede of elephants might just go through your thing. Or like a toilet might overflow and drown mm-hmm. babies because you have baby dwarves. You got to keep. And then like I read another article where somebody was like, I forgot they were using poison tip spears, but somebody forgot to put them away. And then it poisoned everybody in the room. They all died. Like stuff like that. Like literally.
So yeah, dwarves live the hard knock life.
Yeah, they do. I was playing. Oh, I played a little bit of DRG. They're celebrating 1 year. There's like banners and mm-hmm. confetti going on all the time. And I was looking at these things, and you know, dwarves. You think they're small? Those motherfuckers probably weigh 300 pounds, right?
They're dense.
They're super dense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever picked up a little person?
I tried. Yeah.
They're very heavy.
Very heavy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super dense. And by the way, they don't like being picked up. It's also their will against you.
I know, but there was this one guy over at Southwestern College when I went to community college, and he used to hang out with us like randomly, right? And then someone would always say, like, I bet he weighs a lot, and I'm like, fuck. And I came up to him and I was like, yo, bro, is it okay if I pick you up?
Dude, you got so much balls, dude.
And he was just like, really? And I'm like, yeah, just really quick. And he just looked at me, and I just gave him like little sad little doggy like puppy ears. And he's like, fine, Ray. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I picked, dude, he was so fucking heavy, dude.
What would you think? Like how much?
I don't know, like 5,000. I don't know, man. Probably like 200 pounds. I mean, 200 pounds, like 250. Probably weighs like me, man.
Dude, how do you calculate the BMI on that? That doesn't...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, right?
No. He's like, he weighed like probably like 140, 150, man.
He was probably 95
pounds. But he was heavy. He was heavy.
But you're...
Yeah, I just can't, you know. But the, come on,
yeah.
So far, we've offended Asians and little people. Moving on.
All right, next up...
I like their fingers.
Dark Forces in Unreal 4. So there's an article on Kotaku that talks about this, but they're remaking the first Dark Forces game in the Unreal Engine.
It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great.
Fan-made game.
They got someone from Obsidian.
Obsidian. Yeah.
Working on this as well.
One developer from Obsidian.
And there's a playable demo of it too. I mean, I don't think you can do a whole lot in it. But they also have a video up on, it's like a 20-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They really...
Are you going to try it out, Bobby?
Wow. Yeah,
100%.
Jesus Christ, it looks good.
It looks amazing.
I mean, the Unreal Engine is great. But
dude, this
is
droids.
A great game to remake.
Can you shoot the droids?
But that doesn't mean that...
You could in the original ones.
That doesn't mean that it's going to play the way the original did, right?
It may or may not. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It'll look great, but Dark Forces is the right one to do because that was the one where the graphics engine back then was still very like Duke Nukem, Doom 2, where everything looked like cardboard cutouts mm-hmm. moving around. Mm-hmm. You know, that was before they actually had the Quake 3D space that you could move around in. So, and that's the one that's too old to go back and play. You know, you can go back and play Jedi Academy or Outcast and still kind of enjoy it, but you can't go back and play Dark Forces 1. Like that's just a little too old at this point.
So Bobby, this is a dream come true for you, right?
Oh yeah, this is fantastic. Yeah. The only
I think
thing,
Bobby needs to be a little louder.
Yeah, I think I sound kind of quiet here.
Yeah.
All right, let me turn
Do you think you can pick up a droid or would you be over encumbered?
They're definitely denser than they
Oh, they got to weigh a ton. Yeah.
And they're probably built in Asia. They're definitely Chino droids.
So the only reason that I wasn't like super stoked when I first heard about this is because I've been hearing about remakes of Dark Forces games for the longest time. This was an ongoing thing with Jedi Outcast. They were going to redo it in high definition or high resolution textures. And it just never happened because it's so much work. But the fact that there's an Obsidian guy behind it, that they actually have a playable demo, that, you know, they've got video footage. This makes me a little more hopeful.
God, that looks good. Fuck, I can't get over how good the graphics are.
Yeah.
I would love to play Dark Forces.
Yeah, I've never, you know, so everybody was, what's your number one game, Bobby?
Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People were talking about that one on Discord, like multiple people are like just talking about how good it is. Like, fuck, am I actually going to have to play this piece of shit? And then this is announced, so maybe I won't have to go back to the beginning, you know?
So like last episode when Bobby was talking about this, I played Dark Forces, not Dark Forces. Well, Dark Forces 2, the Jedi one, that one I did play later. I guess I did play later. But this was the one I played.
Oh,
the original cardboard Duke Nukem-like.
Right.
Which is cool because like this, you know, like Bobby said, like like this lets you, like, you can really go back and play it again if they end up, you know, finishing it.
It's like Black Mesa to Half-Life almost, but not even that, because Half-Life is still playable today.
I actually went back and played Half-Life again when they redid it with the Source engine. I just did it again. It's fun.
Yeah, it's still, it's
but
still
the last level up. Still wasn't there when you played it.
Well, that's
that's Black Mesa.
Which I think they've added.
I think they did already.
Yeah, they did it now.
Pretty sure they completed Black Mesa.
Well, it ended right as you got to Zen when I played it maybe about a year and a half ago, but I heard they added Zen, but I don't know if they've added, because you go to Zen and then you come back and then there's a little bit more. I don't know if they've completely finished the game, but they're getting there.
Cool.
Moving on. All right. Am I loud enough now? I feel like I'm louder.
Yeah, you're good.
You're definitely loud. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
The N64 version was, what was that 64 version of Star Wars?
Oh, the one with the Empire, Shadow of the Empire.
Shadow of the Empire?
Shadows of the Empire, yeah. That was the one that took place in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, Rendar.
Yeah, it was Dash, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Back for Blood. So this is a new game that the Left 4 Dead developers
are
working on.
Sounds like some cholo, like, like L.A. Cele.
Wow, this is huge.
Back for Blood.
Blood in, blood out.
Back for Blood.
I'm surprised I haven't heard about this, but this is kind of something I've been waiting for. So tell me more, Bobby.
There's not a whole lot.
Yeah.
So Turtle Rock is working on a new co-op zombie shooter. Hopefully it's a Left 4 Dead clone, because that's what they're really fucking good at, and not Evolve, which we thought was going to be really good, but wasn't. We know where we're at then with that. So, so that's
good.
This
is exciting.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I mean, if it's not officially Left 4 Dead 3, and at this, like, it's been years. How many years? Almost a decade?
What's
eight?
Yeah, probably.
What's the last thing that happened with three,
maybe 8 years. Was since Left 4 Dead 2?
They don't say anything.
No, they never announced anything. There was
Thought I saw something. No, was
no,
I, am I
there
wrong?
There's
always
teasers.
There's a lot of hoaxes. Yeah.
Well, they well remember they came out with Evolve after.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it's
then
it's
that
the same
bombed,
people, right?
And they never ever announced anything. Yeah. So the fact, like, oh my gosh, this makes my clit hard.
Nice,
all right. Nice.
Yeah, hopefully, given the name, like Left 4 Blood, Back 4 Blood. It seems like they're really trying to stick to the Left 4 Dead format, and I think the failure in Evolve was that they moved away from that and tried to do something kind of the same but very different.
Right.
So hopefully they're just like, look, let's just like reskin Left 4 Dead and add a few more things. Like, there wasn't a big change between Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2. Like, let's just take that logical leap from Left 4 Dead 2 and make basically Left 4 Dead 3, and people will love it.
So how much did they tease and or announce? Any numbers, other than like the very general. Little.
How about the real question? Would you go back and play a game like this? Because I didn't even go touch
Fuck
Evolve.
Yeah.
Because I
would. I almost installed Left 4 Dead 2 the other day. Like, I almost did it. I was like, dude, I feel like playing that game. It's a great game. It holds up. My only concern is, like, in this landscape of gaming that we're in, is this going to have like loot boxes and some sort of systemic progression, or like, you know, something that feels a little cheesy?
Well, Vermintide did it kind of good, right? In Vermintide 2, I guess you didn't play it, but I didn't
play the second one. Yeah,
I feel like the looting was good.
The thing with Left 4 Dead, there was all free modifications. You didn't need to, with the Source engine, you didn't need to pay for
like
loot
it was
boxes.
Just you played hours and hours of that game just because the game was fun, like not because you were trying to level up and get this new perk or, you know, unlock a loot
and
box or
that's
anything.
What I'm saying, like,
and it was all community material when, like, you wanted to, you know,
free
get more out
but
of
that,
like,
that's
out
not
of the game.
You don't make a lot of money making a game like that these days, though. That's the problem.
And I don't know, man, like, you don't get bored after a while? Like, you guys didn't get bored Left 4 Dead after a couple hours?
Fuck no.
Bobby has like 2,000 hours in there or something.
Left 4 Dead is,
what is it, Bobby?
Down, top
it's a lot.
Game.
Yeah.
Because since I wasn't getting anything out of it at the end, I wasn't... I got bored. I wanted something.
No, I think there's a special place for a co-op A to B shooter for everybody in their heart.
Yeah. They'd have to put some modern stuff in it, though, and I think that's
completely bypassed Vermintide. You didn't play at all?
No, I oh no, I don't own it.
You don't own it?
No, well,
I mean, it came and it went, but it was fun.
It's on the Xbox Game Pass. I can play it on
one
Xbox.
Criticism though for what is it? Back for Blood.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I hope they put a Chena in the game.
Yeah, they should.
They should. They absolutely should.
Oh, they
Apex,
haven't, yeah,
like Apex Legends didn't put an Asian like Lifeline. I guess counts as an Asian.
Lifeline's Asian.
What is she?
Jamaican Asian? Jamaican Asian.
Sure. Jamaican?
It's called Blasian. Blasian.
Blasian?
Black and Asian, Blasian. Yeah.
I have Blasian in my family, and they're nothing like her. Mm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, maybe they'll put a little person in there, too. Like the dwarf from Vermintide, right?
Yeah.
Which is the only game that ever adjusted the eye line from the first-person point of view.
Yeah, Bobby would tank for us, and you couldn't see over the grass, right, Bobby?
Yeah, I couldn't see shit.
That's
just like running around looking at people's knees. All right, next up, Warbital. We've heard about this game before.
Yeah, I don't know why he linked it, but maybe it's completely out now. It is a four-player versus game where you are a planet, and you're in orbit, and you're shooting missiles and lasers at other planets trying to kill them so you can take all over the solar system. Gravity takes a big part into the game. I think the closer you are to the sun, the stronger the arcs on the shot are. And I think you can hop from one orbit to another, but I don't know. I'm kind of just kind of going off of what I saw.
Yeah. Oh, it looks really fun.
I remember this game. This is the one where you had to go to their Discord to get a key to be able to play the demo. But it looks like on Steam you can just download it now for free.
Mm-hmm. I might have played it.
And then the game itself is $20. Which I guess is out.
Orbital.
Yeah, the demo is available for free, and now the game is officially out for $20.
Gee, if you don't have to go to work, maybe we can...
I will have to go to work.
Oh, you go.
But
what time are you leaving?
I don't know yet.
Okay, sorry.
But with Warbital, it almost seems like... It's fun because it looks like Worms, but as planets.
Yeah.
On a ring instead of... instead of the usual...
Ground.
Yeah, instead mm-hmm. of the usual... platform, because it looks like you're just everyone has different abilities, you're shooting different weapons, you're knocking people off of their normal plane or something.
Yeah.
And it's it's like a power hungry battlefield, basically.
When you before you go into the game, you choose your loadout, so I guess you go with your favorite weapons and stuff. It's definitely something new.
Yeah,
have to play it to see if it's fun.
I mean, a big part of the Worms games was adjusting for gravity and the wind, mm-hmm. neither of which exist in space. So I wonder, there's probably some sort of gravitational pull with these.
Right.
I wonder how the physics work. But
yeah, it definitely said that there's a lot of, it said beware of the gravity, but I don't know. What
I'm guessing like if you miss the planet, you might get into its like little gravitational pull, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I saw one ram into the other one, too.
Yeah, it looks like there's orbit rings on it. Yeah, we'll have to check that out, one of us at least, because it looks good.
Are they knocking around the sun?
At least the demo.
Yeah, everything orbits around the sun. One of the suns that I saw has a Dyson sphere around it. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
They say that eventually, like a civilization, the most energy they can probably ever get is if they just put basically like a charger around the sun. So if you put metal all the way around the sun and absorb 100% of the sun's power, then you can power an entire galactic civilization with it. Anyway, that's what a Dyson sphere is, and they have it in this game.
Interesting. All right, next up, Halo.
The more you know. That's
is
so
that Tesla's
weird.
New project, or
it's
the Master Chief Collection?
It's so weird seeing this on Steam, man. It's like it's so fucking weird seeing this on Steam.
So there's six games that you get with this.
Five.
I'm pretty sure.
Master Chief Collection does not have the fifth one. It would only have one. It's only up to four.
So it doesn't have Halo Wars or actual Halo 5?
It doesn't have Halo 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I think it has like...
Okay, it says right here. Yeah. Featuring Halo Reach along with Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary.
Which
Halo
is remastered.
Halo 2 remastered Anniversary. The first one. Yeah. So Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 3... ODST campaign.
Oh, they added
4.
They added ODST, which is that was like it was just a add like a DLC add on, not an add on. It was actually a separate game. You bought it completely separately, but it was from the soldier's side, not from an actual like Master Chief.
That's very close to what Half-Life did with Blue Shift.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. kind of like that.
And what was the other one, Bobby? When you play as the soldiers?
Oh, that was Gearbox's first game. What was that? Opposing Force.
Opposing Force, yeah.
Yeah. So, real question, what's the price going to be on this thing? They have no release date, no price, but you're getting four Halo games?
If they're doing the same thing as the Xbox version, it should be just $60 for all of them. Mm-hmm. It's number one, number two are remastered, but then you can also click one button and it goes to the original, like graphics.
Oh, cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Hope it's not $60.
It probably
I hope it's $39.99 at most.
Is anybody interested in this?
I actually am.
I've never played a Halo.
You never played a Halo? Mm-mm. I can't tell you play them now, all four of them, and then play the fifth one on an Xbox or something, and you'll, like, when Halo Infinite comes out, just go with that full on. It's a little dated. It's going to be dated, man.
Online co-op, online multiplayer.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
As long as they don't fuck us. Okay, so when Halo Chief, the Master Collection came out for the Xbox, the game did not work. I think it took them like a whole fucking year for it to actually go online and you could actually play online. It did not work. It was a piece of crap. People were returning it. They let you return it. They were trying to. They were patching it
Halo
like every.
Chief?
The Master Chief, yeah. It didn't work. When they released that for the Xbox, it didn't work.
Oh, I never knew.
You could not go online. You can play a single player. That was fine.
Ray, have you played all of these games?
Yes.
Can I guess at what the... I've never played one. Can I guess the storyline?
Go for it.
Oh, no. Aliens. We beat them. Oh, no. Aliens again. We beat them. Oh, hey, they're back. Is it something like that?
No.
No?
No, you're off.
Okay.
No.
I've never heard of Halo.
The story is actually really in-depth. It's really? Fucking crazy, man. Yeah, it's it's actually...
I don't remember any of it. I remember that big circular ship.
Yeah, so it's all about
That's the Halo, right?
That's about
the name
that.
Of the game is Halo.
It's an actual planet.
Huh? Halo the Chief. That's the name of the game. What are you saying?
Who? What?
You're saying like the game.
All right, you know, G, you got it.
No, no. The game.
It's very hard to take you seriously when you have fucking mountain around the top of your head.
No, it's called Halo Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief's the main character,
I'm like,
right?
Master yeah, I know who Master Chief is, but I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right, moving on. What do you got?
No.
Oh. Did you guys ever watch Red vs. Blue?
Yeah, that was a great show. Bring it up.
Yeah.
It was really good, especially early on.
You can buy those on Steam now. Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty cheap.
Yeah. I used to quote Red vs. Blue on my Steam account for the longest time.
I think if you've never played Halo, just give it a shot for the multiplayer.
It's a puma.
It's Puma. I remember that. Stop. The Warthog.
There's no mythical creatures. It's a real creature.
It's a real thing. Oh, fuck. That was so good.
They ended up making like 6 seasons of that, too.
Yeah.
They have a YouTube channel now.
Yeah. Rooster Teeth.
They became Rooster Teeth, right? Yeah. Or
Rooster No, they Teeth were up. Rooster Teeth. And then Rooster Teeth up. Came yeah. up with...
And Rooster Teeth is pretty big now.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
We have the worst name in gaming. DL Gaming is the worst name... Rooster Teeth's awesome. Rock Paper Shotgun, Kotaku. Those are names.
Kotaku. What does Kotaku mean?
It means I think somebody that's into Japanese culture. I think
Japanese tacos.
Otaku is.
Oh, otaku
is it?
Then yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no, I thought.
Anyway, it's Japanese all better than us. We suck.
Okay, I say try Halo. If you've never played it, try it. Try it once, man. Try
it's
it once.
Definitely a classic.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
I might pick this.
It's
up.
For console. Like it was. It was a console.
It was the definition of, like, it was the best team deathmatch game ever in the history of...
On consoles. At on the same consoles. Time, Counter-Strike was going on PC.
I was a CS girl.
Yeah, like... And,
you know
and,
what I mean?
There are a lot of good things about this game. The vehicles were great in this game. The gunplay was great. Yeah. I mean, even on the PC.
Capture the flag.
Halo on PC.
Capture the flag.
Oh, yeah,
here
CTF.
Is so fucking great here.
It was like Tribes. It felt like Tribes.
The maps are big enough, yet small enough to have, like, a great fucking little aerial combat, too, and use... Like, the vehicles were great. I have, like, as the game progressed, the vehicles did get a little bit too exaggerated with, like, fucking mechs and shit, but it was still fucking great.
Demented Warlock says that Red vs. Blue is on Netflix.
I think that's where
it's very funny stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm. Try it.
What's the time to beat on these games? Probably like 5-6 hours each.
Yeah, it's quick. Yeah, you can actually and then it's a co-op story mode, so you can just play with someone and just beat it even faster.
Mm.
So yeah, 5-6 hours. It's just this game. Every time I got a new Halo, first thing I did was play multiplayer. The story happened later.
Mm. I never really played single player Halo, but. For LAN parties and just hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
In college, playing multiplayer Halo was a big thing for me.
We connected Xboxes together, man, and TVs. It was cool.
Back in the landing days, the console landing days.
It was cool.
But more so or less, I was just so dead on, not dead on, but like obsessed with Counter-Strike that Halo was nothing compared to that.
Yeah. It's a different level.
But Halo's still fun. It's still fun, but if you... I was hooked on Counter-Strike. I didn't need to blink twice at Halo.
Just kind of like we can't get you to play anything but Apex Legends right now.
Or any game.
So PAX East happened, just like Bobby said, and there were some announcements. I guess Borderlands 3 was teased. I don't know how. It was
3.
Teased. Can you go down a little bit, Bobby?
Yeah, so it was Borderlands 3 and also a few other projects by Gearbox Software. So they leaked some screenshots on Twitter.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Up a little bit. Can you go to that guy? with the fingers. Oh, I thought maybe he was doing like two and one for three, but no, it's doing four.
No, I think it was just, I don't know exactly what it was.
I don't know what the T
They're
was.
Recycling art.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, these are on Twitter here.
Yeah, Exit 3, March 28th, Boston. Yeah.
So, I wonder if that's a release date or if we'll get more information then.
Damn, Borderlands.
And then we've got another shot. These are just apparently screenshots or art from video concept games art that they're working on.
Yeah, so Gearbox is working on Borderlands 3 and another unofficial.
Yeah, people are like saying that it could either be from Duke Nukem to We the Happy Few or a new IP.
But We Happy Few is out, right?
Yeah, I mean like a sequel or a sequel for Duke Nukem.
I'm excited that there's a new Borderlands coming out. I just wonder if they're going to do any drastic like game equation transformations where everyone loves the Borderlands equation. You can't go wrong with it. But at the same time, I think there needs to be something that just says, okay, we've evolved, but not, you know, but not like overly so where it's like...
I only played the first one. I never played anything after that.
Second one was probably...
It doesn't, I honestly feel like the mechanics 1. Don't change.
5 or whatever it was. What was the one on the moon?
There's not enough that changes mechanically.
The pre-sequel. I didn't play that one, but 2 was definitely a step up from
I own 2.
Top 5 games of all time.
I own 2 and the pre-sequel. I already played the first one. Should I go straight to the pre-sequel or should I play the second one?
Just wait for this one. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's one of the best games. I just said I think it's one of the best games of all time.
I've read the reviews on them and everyone loves it. Everyone thinks
they're
great.
Play it with you.
Yeah, but that's like a 10-year-old game almost, isn't
Although
it?
We got some Division to get through.
We got Division, dude. You got to come up. Well, I need to get to fucking 30 quick.
We
got to
talk. We'll talk when we get there.
Yep.
Well,
we are there.
Oh, boom. High five.
Boom. Look at this segue. We are massive. We don't even know that what we're doing in the background. The Division. So I keep hearing this.
You bought it. That's awesome.
I bought it. Well,
fucking finally. Took you long enough.
I know. I did it super drunk last night.
What's it on? It's not on Origin, not on Steam.
It's on Uplay.
It's on Uplay.
It's the only place you can get it.
Is it an Epic?
I think so.
I think it's on Epic.
Oh, Epic. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's on Epic or just Uplay.
Yeah.
I bought a humble bundle with 10% off. Thank you, Pharaoh Steve, for the code.
Okay, so everybody knows what it is. We talked about it last week. Why do you have to get to 30?
Endgame, man. Everyone's talking about this endgame. Everyone's saying this is the best endgame. There's articles saying that dump Anthem, dump fucking Destiny, just go straight to level 30 and start playing this endgame.
Mm. Which is the Dark Zones.
There's Strongholds, and they're kind of waiting on doing the raids.
Strongholds dungeons?
Yeah, dungeons.
And they have bosses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all of them have bosses.
Have you done the boss encounters yet in Division 2?
Well, we've done, like, in just your missions, there's always bosses in the missions. And they're just, like, heavy armored or just a little bit more, they're smarter. Like they have crazier weapons. Or you can be just running around the city, and you see these fucking big-ass heavy dudes just fucking
asking is, like...
Yes.
If you're raiding in WoW, you have to like stand in specific spots. You have to make sure, you know, there's different phases. Are there things like this in this game?
Yeah.
Where you have to fight things.
Fight them a certain way.
By knowing.
Because like some bosses are snipers. Some bosses are like have big ass rocket launchers and there's areas they can hit. And like it's fun.
Yeah.
It takes place in Washington, D.C., right? That's the setting.
So Bobby said that he's actually interested, right? So, without just saying it's fun, can you sell Bobby on try to convince him as if like you're trying to get him to marry you or something? What would you say to him?
Here's my first question, though: how many hours does it take 1 to 30? What are we looking at here?
Time investment. One of our listeners, Killer the Clown, said it took him 21 hours.
That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not bad. I didn't know this, a way that would help you level up faster. And it would be to ignore the side missions, go straight for the story missions. And as you get higher, the side missions, the experience you get at the end, it scales to your level.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
So he said, leave those to the end and then do those. Instead of you getting those 5,000 experience at the end, you'll get 30 or 40,000 dollars experience points.
All rich.
So... it's a fun game, man. You can actually play by like you can play this game on your own, and you can never even like give a fuck about anyone. It's worth like even for like single player, and, which is cool.
Somebody in our listener questions was saying that just make sure or let everybody know that we have a clan.
What's the LG clan?
DLG Clan?
DLG. Let's call it DLG.
And who should somebody message to get in that?
Killer of the Clowns or me. I'm on there.
What name?
Mr. F and Sweet.
Cool, because you called yourself Emilia at the beginning of the show. So people might be confused.
Yeah, they should know my voice by now, hopefully. But no, dude, it's... I'm the... Killer made me the leader on the thing, but me, Beirut, Pinfall... that's his tag. Yeah. Man, Killer of the Clowns. I'm not gonna give him any power in the clan. You're probably just
talking about who you can order.
Clan. But
so is the end game just PvP or is it also the strongholds? Like
it's the strongholds and
do you know how many there are?
So far there's three, I believe. And then they're not adding the raids until later because they're kind of waiting so everyone just gets all that gear you can get, like, and they're kind of giving you time to like get good. Cool. And then once that happens, they're gonna throw the raids in there for everyone to try out.
I'm gonna play for the rest of the day. As soon as we're out of this, I'm gonna go hardcore onto it.
Yeah,
what level are you at, Emilio? And how long?
I literally haven't even launched it.
Haven't even launched the game at all
because I've been playing some roguelikes. Yeah. More on that later.
But Ray, you're level 30, right?
But no, that's the thing. The fun doesn't start until you hit end.
I played.
Oh, that's a good question.
What's going on?
Are you having fun leveling 230?
Yes. Yeah, because I'm not really grinding. I'm just playing the story mode.
Just having fun.
And it's just after two missions, I get a level.
You feel much. Like you're playing a single player game right now? Like
Yeah, a good single player game. I kind of noticed that people have been joining my squad randomly and stuff like that. I know I haven't been like very interactive with anyone. I apologize for that.
So that happens on Apex. That happens on Anthem as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. It's very seamless and it doesn't.
People just join your squad,
yeah,
right?
And I've never been like, oh my God, that guy's terrible.
So the only reason why I was like, oh man, like, because your map updates, I wasn't 100% sure yet, but like whoever the leader is, that map is the one that's okay. Like, so when someone joined, they ended up being the leader. So I looked at my map and I'm like, what the fuck? Everything just changed. So
that's weird that somebody was able to take.
Yeah. So I think it was like a random instance because every other time that's never happened.
Yeah.
And, so like, I kind of like, for these games, I kind of like doing it on my own for some parts. Just like when I'm exploring, because I like to collect everything. I'm going to find every cell phone. I'm going to find every freaking like hologram thing, the echoes. I'm going to find all those things. I love those. I love doing that. So that's why.
Are the holograms more story?
It adds real, dude. It's, so you'll find a hologram of someone that get at a diner and they're just, and you hear just random people how like during, this
Black Friday,
yeah, the Black Friday thing. It's like after, and like they're talking about how I don't know, his wife died, or how, or like what happened afterwards, and how they're handling it. And it's some of those you're listening to them, and you're just like, fuck, man, they kind of really get to you. Yeah. Like you start thinking about, like, oh, I wonder what would happen to me if this would happen, if this would go down. And sometimes those phone calls, man. Like I remember. This is not from Division 2. I remember this from Division, from the first Division. But I remember listening to one of the phone calls, and it was this guy calling, like he wanted to call his mother and let him know, or like his father, let him know that he did love him. You know,
after all,
yeah. Yeah. And you're listening to it, and like really good voice acting, man. I felt it, dude.
It's so hard to shoot when you're shaking.
I know, dude. I had a tear while I'm trying to shoot this guy in the face.
It's hard for me after playing the demo and feeling very underwhelmed to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I was like that.
The game's getting great reviews, 8, 9.
Everyone's saying it's awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone, universally.
Yeah. But then the fun doesn't start.
There's people that said that Anthem's better. But
what?
That's about it.
And then, oh no. Don't tell me Anthem's better because that doesn't make me believe anything anyone says about Division. I don't know.
So are you gearing your character in a certain way? Like, are you...
Gear is endless in a way, man. It's... Okay.
Don't have like a perk system or anything that specifies you as a certain
system.
Role?
There's a perk system. And they're saying when you get to 30, you get a specialization. You can be a shotgunner, you can be a sniper, and you'll just be better.
At those,
yeah. And... all the weapons that mods, so like it's kind of cool. Like you kind of think of it, it's like, you know, like other games have, you know, you put gems in your sword and you get certain. So those mods help you out with like certain perks. It gives you all these little perks to your guns. which is really neat. And there's so much gear, from fucking knee pads to fucking backpacks to everything, your elbow pads, your shoes, everything is gear.
Little slot.
Yeah. And then all the, and then all that gear can be modded. All those weapons can be modded. Well, the weapons can be modded. The gear, I'm not 100% sure. I know some of your perks, because your perks in this game are actual, like, the drone, the chemical gun that shoots either the sludge or, like, the flammable, like, gas, or the, like, you know, there's, like, there's a turret that you can throw down.
That'd be my thing.
So, sure. Like, and then the turret, it's not just a turret. It's, a, you know, it can be a basic turret. It could be a sniper turret, or it can be, I forgot what the third is for the turret.
Everything has its own tech
tree. Yeah, and then that can be modded, too, where, like, you know, add more accuracy, add more damage to your turret by finding the actual loot in the game. Yeah. There's so much shit you
can find.
There's
so much twerking you can do.
There's so much twerking. There's so much twerking in the game. Oh, you missed it. I was trying to say tweaking the other week on the game, and I said twerking in Forza. Yeah.
Cool. You know what? It was funny.
Sharpshooter, Demolition, and Survival. That's the end game stuff.
Where you specialize.
When you specialize.
So it's funny, you know, I try to always listen to the podcast until to the point where, like, I get so drunk that I'm slurring, and then I get so embarrassed that I turn it off. But I got to the point where I went to the bathroom, and you kept talking about Division, and right there, probably like your 30-second review, you kind of just sold me on it. I was like, okay, I got to get this. So anyway, don't listen to Ray. You're going to get my in-depth review, because I'm going to play it a one whole hour next week.
Oh, my God.
And I will get back to you on that. Bobby, we're going to do this together, dude? Let's do this together.
I don't know. Maybe it would be better if it were the week after, because I'm going to be on break then.
Yeah.
And I'll have
I might be taking a trip. Sam and I are talking about going to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, you got the trailer. You might as well fucking use it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, it might still be a little cold over there, but it's always good to go out there.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I went a couple years ago.
So my friends and I are thinking about going. There's nothing for kids to do, huh? We have toddlers, three toddlers. There's nothing, right?
I don't know. They could hang around in the, I mean, they could look at the Grand Canyon, but there's not like a lot of kid-oriented stuff out there.
No, but it's just, you know, it's like when you take a kid to like Sequoia or like, it's just, you're camping, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I
fucking, here's a stick, here's a rock, we'll fucking do something.
Yeah, okay.
Shit. Give me your cell phones. There's no service over here.
My stick doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, fuck your stick. No, not literally, because stop it. But, no,
if you go to the North Rim, because that's the one with the,
horseshoe.
Yeah, the horseshoe, the glass.
Oh my God, there's a lightsaber?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, so you've been playing roguelites, specifically Dungreed.
Yeah, man. I don't know how much I reviewed it last week. Just very quickly.
Very little.
Yeah, it's one where you build your base. You build a town. The town builds you. And you do runs and runs and runs. And every run gets a little bit better. And you can take your... you can take your gold and onto your next run. So there's no wasted runs. The more I play this game, the better it gets. And that's very hard to say about any game ever. You know, a lot of them just get redundant after a while. And this game just kind of, it's starting to morph. It's changing. The last person that I saved in town is a gunsmith. And now I have my access to guns. There was like shitty guns before, but now there's like a whole plethora of guns that I can get. Mm-hmm. And, it changed the game. It went from kind of like a sword wielding game, and now I play it more. It's more like Enter the Gungeon. Like, it's more of a shooting game for me now, and that was cool. Another thing is that I love that there's no wasted runs, because even on a shit run where you're having shit RNG, all the shit that you're getting, you can go to the like a sacrifice table and just throw all the shitty loot on it. And eventually this shit loot builds up to an epic. And then next time you go back to town, you can talk to the priestess and she's going to give you an epic weapon. So if you do three shit runs and you just donate all the shit that you were getting, mm-hmm. you can have an epic run. There's a guaranteed epic run as long as you play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm binding of Isaac. There's no guarantee of an epic run. It's awesome when it happens, but there's no guarantee. This kind of like, it ensures that there's no... you're getting something done. Ray just smacked the unicorn for no reason.
There's a little fucking nap flying around.
Sure,
buddy.
Sure, buddy.
He was hanging out earlier. Yeah. This sounds like a good game, and for only $10.
Yeah. Not just that. I just discovered this other thing. This has happened to me 3 times, I think. I like to stream. Nobody likes watching my streams. But every once in a while, somebody will be searching by the game that they really like, and then an expert will come in and tell me everything about the game. Has this ever happened to you, Chi? Like,
DRG.
What? Yeah.
D-Rock Galactic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dwarf Furious, right?
Furious found us, yeah.
Yeah, Dwarf Furious is an actual dwarf in real life, and he only plays games with dwarves in them, and he will only play a dwarf within that game.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. He's... He's trying to force the developers to make a double barrel flamethrower for the digger. But anyway, so somebody come in, and this is somebody who's beat the game with every character, and he was telling me all these things, and then he said sets, and he kept talking about sets, and I was like, what are you talking about sets? So if you actually pause, go to items, and then go to tab 2, mm-hmm. there's weapon combinations that give you crazy bonus stats. So now, but they're all random of what you get, right? But now you can try to aim a direction and get. So I got the advanced pistol and a dagger, and I ended up getting like 33% block rate to like incoming projectiles. And it's just like now I'm looking for these sets, so it gives me something else to do. So anyway, the game keeps getting better.
Wow. How many hours do you have into it?
I don't know. 10? Maybe. Okay. That's a guess.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to like bring out like fucking 20, 30 right now with all the stuff you know about it.
But at this point, would you say better than Rogue Legacy?
Yeah, I would have to say, it's hard to say. The action is better in this game, but the base building, the town building, I feel like was better. And there was more branches you can go. I've already got everybody. There's 6 people in town, and that was it. Like, I have everybody. So in Rogue Legacy, there was like...
Does it feel incomplete because there's less content?
There's plenty of... Well...
And Rogue Legacy had a lot of stuff that you could get.
Yeah.
But there wasn't any... You didn't need to get all that stuff to beat the game, though.
Right. Same with this. The guy said... I forget his name. But he said that I think he beat the game with the basic sword. So that I told you that was going to happen. Did I not say that? That somebody goes into Rogue Legacy and just beats the game with no town punishment. Building at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really enjoying it. And then I played Convoy. It's definitely a lot better. Convoy is a roguelike. It's very, very akin to FTL with Mad Max built in. So you have a big... like semi truck and 2 little raider trucks that are your convoy, and you get raided by raiders constantly while you're trying to get these quests done, and all kinds of FTL. Think of FTL. All kinds of just little text things pop up, and you got to figure out what you're gonna do. It's all randomly generated. Like one time, I met a robot, and I picked up. Like another guy, like another tank, and that was awesome. But then I ran into the same robot in a different run, said the same questions, and it wasn't the right answers, and he blew up and hurt my whole crew. So you never know what you're going to get with this. If you know FTL, you know this game. The action I like better than FTL, actually. So it's like a car combat game. I know it doesn't look like much, but it's more of a strategy game than it is.
I'm looking at this, and I have no clue what the fuck's happening.
It's awesome, dude. So you're that main tank going down, and then you're controlling 2 of those buggies, kind of like in Mad Max, right? So your buggies have to go around and kill everything that's attacking you, but there's other stuff going on. There's obstacles in the road.
Is it like automated, as in you just set up?
No, you can pause all the time.
Are you controlling the vehicle?
Yeah, you're controlling everything.
Oh, shit.
And you can pause. So right here, you can just hit space. Oh,
okay,
bar,
I saw that. Pause. Equipment. Okay.
So there'll be like obstacles in the road. If you hit one of those, you're dead. Like, your car is dead. But what you can do is use that to your advantage. And so, like, if there's an enemy and he has to swerve out of the way, you can stun him right before and he'll drive right into the thing, and you just blow a guy up for free, pretty much, instead of fighting him and shooting him all the way down. And there's a lot of strategy going into it. The more I played this, I probably played 2 hours today, the more I liked it. Like, I did not want to put this down. I just kept going and going. I know it doesn't look like much, but again, FTL doesn't look like much. It's fucking great. But, you know, it's great for 2 hours. I can't guarantee anything past that. $15 right now on Steam. I could say yes for $15.
It's on sale a lot too. I mean, you can see right here it was $375 on Good Old Games.
Boom!
Oh, it's $375 right now at GOG.com.
Go buy that right now. Go buy that right now.
$299 at Fanatical. On A27 now.
Yeah, that's the historical. But it's been part of a bundle 5 times. And I'm sure during any Steam sale, this is going to drop significantly.
This game doesn't hold your hand at all. Again, somebody came into the stream and told me a whole bunch of shit about it.
Oh, really?
It really helped me out, yeah. Because this game, there's no instructions whatsoever. You just kind of have to figure it out. The UI is clunky. I don't like the UI at all.
Does FCL have instructions?
You don't need him as much? Yeah. What do you think, Bobby?
I can't remember if they have a tutorial in that game or not.
The big difference between FTL and this game is that in FTL, you're going from left to right, however you can do it. This game, you're on this map, and things are all over the place. So you're just backtracking. You're just trying to get... Fuel is super important.
Yeah.
And you got to manage your fuel, your characters. Each buggy has, like, upgrades you can download. There's just tons of like micromanaging, but it's fun and it's quick, and you could just get back out in the sands and just keep going. It's cool. It's cool, man.
Cool. All right. Well, when she comes back, she'll talk to us a little bit about her trip. She was out of town last week, but until then, I will fill you in on Battlefront 2. So I finished the first campaign and the second campaign, Resurrect. Do I sound quiet again? Check, check, 1, 2, mic check.
It's just that we yell.
I don't know. Especially yeah, yeah. Ray's I can't hear yelling. Myself on my own
I don't monitor, yell.
But I only
when you were talking about Division,
monitor.
You're super fired.
Oh, I got excited. I like that game, man. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get excited about Battlefront. This game, dude. Unbelievable. So I played the original campaign, and then it's not even a second half to the campaign. They call it a DLC, Resurrection, and it's only about 2 hours long, like tops. I think I finished it in an hour and a half.
Oh, and it takes place way later, right? Like 10 years later?
They'd say decades later.
Okay.
So we can assume 20, 30 years.
This is the second half of?
Second half of the Battlefront 2 campaign.
I thought they just left like a cliffhanger and then just wait because they just didn't finish the game because, you know, developers suck.
Well, they did it later.
I mean, it might have been better that way. I don't know. Because this, first of all, the game itself, not good. I talked about that last week. Like, the story, okay. I mean, it's not anything special. But the minute-to-minute gameplay is just you running around and shooting stormtroopers. And then when you get low on health, you hide behind something. And then, you know, even the... So some of this game takes place on Endor, and you don't even see any Ewoks, which I guess whatever. But all the enemies look exactly the same. You know, there's stormtroopers, there are these other types of aliens, or they're rebels, and it seems like they made it so lazily. I don't know.
But it looks pretty.
Did you like the Skywalker part, Bobby?
Yeah, that was all right. See, that's the other thing that I really didn't like about this game, too. There's no progression. There's no, like, you beat this level, you got these force points, you get to put them in a talent tree. Like, there's none of that.
It's an afterthought. The whole thing was an afterthought.
Yeah, it didn't...
It couldn't be an afterthought. When they announced this game, they were so crazy about it. Like,
trying to sell
we're
it,
finally like, going to have yeah. fucking in
single
this...
Single player.
Yeah, single player campaign, and it's in between the movies, and I'm yelling...
with the female protagonist?
Yeah, with the female protagonist. And
which looks exactly like the voice actress.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Well, she did all the mocap, too.
There's literally no reason for them to do that, but they do it from time to time.
They do it a lot now.
Yeah, like the guy from Grand Theft Auto 5, the like crackhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's 100% him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tyler.
Yeah, but nobody tops. Tyler. Nobody tops fucking Senua.
That's the game that I should play next. Senua's Sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
No one tops that,
yeah.
man.
That's game
ridiculous.
Isn't it
that's
Senua what you,
we should have gave Senua's. Fucking Game of the Year to that, not fucking PUBG.
Yeah, no, that's just...
Senua's Sacrifice is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Battlefront 2, do not waste your time on the single player. There's really I always look for stuff that I like. You know, I don't want to just shit on a game completely. And
it's funny because all you do is shit on games.
I do quite a bit. I was thinking of playing that single player, but on console, on my fucking 65-inch TV.
You know what it feels like? It feels like playing multiplayer against bots. That's exactly what the game
is. Oh, that's horrible.
Like. That's really all you're doing. But what is cool about it is it fits in right into that time slot between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, so it kind of fills in the gap, and there's a little bit of retconning too. So, you know, like on Jakku, where there's a Star Destroyer crashed, like buried right. half in the sand, mm-hmm. like you are in that battle that crashed happened.
It there. Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay,
so there's like little things cool. like that. Just like, oh, it's the thing from the movie.
That's not really a retcon.
I mean, if you watch The Force Awakens, I guess it is. But because okay. we've already had Return of the Jedi, I guess right. not. But
so Bobby, did you feel like I felt like the second part brought the story together?
Not
even that.
Not even all that. Right. No, I thought the second part was even worse because I was expecting like a lot more to happen.
Oh, you can just fuck off then, Bobby.
Okay, so how about Star Wars fans? Should you play it?
I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, and still, it was just like. I mean, even all the little bits of information that they fill in there and like, oh, they torture this guy to get the information to find the Skywalker map. Like, none of that was a real big payoff. Not like Rogue One or even Shadows of the Empire, you know, where you're playing in between Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. Like, even that did a better job of it, I think. But
Bobby, help me out here. I was streaming.
Don't do it.
I've been streaming roguelikes and it works perfectly. But if I try to stream something like The Division and Anthem, I'm getting super choppy stuff. It shouldn't matter, right? It's just a video capture. It shouldn't matter, right? Or
to check. I don't know what
a more visually intensive game is harder to stream.
Yeah, because you got two processors going. Like you got
it's using up more of your computer resources.
Mm-hmm. So my computer's slowing down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not my connection.
Well, it might be other things too. Like, did you automatically have Streamlabs just like choose the best settings for you? Because sometimes they set the bit rate way too high on that. So it could be that.
Mine's
and it could
really
also
high.
Be the fact that you're playing the game in ultra wide, and that may be
that ultra wide really fucks me on, especially on. Like roguelikes and stuff, everything looks squashed. I don't know. I need one of you
first
guys
of all, because you have to cut it. You have to cut what you're showing. You can never, you can't stream ultra wide.
Right.
You just can't.
So it's going to look squashed.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, not squashed. You just cut it.
I need somebody to look.
You make it 16:9.
Somebody help me out.
Did we get the Elgato in, by the way?
We did. Never have time. Everybody just takes off after the other show.
I've been curious to see.
Gee, do you want to take it?
Works. I want to because I want to invite friends over and co-stream with me.
I think you'll get more use.
Yeah.
As long as you bring it in when
we're pajamas. We're going to have pillow fights.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding.
Can I come?
No, just kidding.
But like, why do you... The Elgato...
Or am I?
What are you going to need the Elgato for? Just to
record console gaming.
Well,
console gaming.
And I have the PlayStation 4 that build a heel, and I also have a Titan XP
I thought the Black Magic's better than the Elgato.
What's Titan XP?
The video card. The Titan XP.
You got a Titan XP?
Yeah, dude. From Build a Heel. Yeah,
wow.
It's sitting in the box still.
Why don't you put...
What
because
the fuck?
I want a dude to put it in for me.
Sorry, G, I have a girlfriend.
Shut up. You know what I meant. With stuff like that, I could do it myself, but
I'll put it in for you.
I would rather
I could put
just
it in
like
for you.
Yeah.
I do it wrong and then I have to do it again.
It's one of those things. It's like, can I make you cookies while this is happening? Because there are certain things I want to do and I don't want to do. Speaking of which, most of that shit.
Build a hill. I could use a fucking Titan.
Dude, me too. What's up, bud? Hey, I got tits.
No.
Sorry. I got
this
weight.
Yeah, they're probably bigger than mine, too. No, but speaking of like having bros do the stuff, like I spent the last weekend in Minnesota. Is that okay if I...
Yeah, no, we were waiting for you.
So my brothers... I'm so used to having my brothers basically do all the guy stuff around me, like throw away the garbage, open my doors, put my computers together, you know, and all of this stuff. And I went home this past weekend to celebrate my niece's very first birthday. And it was a short trip, but it was a beautiful trip because I did everything that I probably would have done as if I've never moved away.
Felt like you were at home.
Yeah, watch movies, play board games, play Land, play Apex Legends. Like the last night before I left.
Wait, are there just fucking computers laying around at your old house?
We this time around we didn't have.
She lives at a land center.
Well, I told you my brother has an entire closet. Well, he used to have an entire coat closet just full of board games, top to bottom, top to bottom. We only played one board game this trip, and it was, of course, the go-to Settlers of Catan. But it turned out he transformed that coat closet into a standing Apex Center. So he has a baby girl, and his man cave is downstairs. And in order to watch his baby girl, because it's cold downstairs, and to spend more time with his wife, he put the Xbox, a monitor, and a Zim inside the closet.
What's a Zim?
A Zim is the attachment that allows you to use a mouse and keyboard when you're playing a console game.
Okay. Cheat, and basically.
Yeah, it was when you cheat.
Kind of not, because I did get to play and use it, and it's just horrible on console. The frame rates are locked to 30, I believe, or 60. The game lags tremendously. Picking up loot took maybe almost three times the amount of time for Xbox.
X or regular?
Xbox One, or I think, yeah, just the regular.
Because like the X one's the one that it'll honestly give you 4K at 60 FPS.
Oh, yeah. So it's, and so I played it, and even though we were using mouse and keyboard, the acceleration was limited to what a controller can do. Even though you're using mouse and keyboard, you don't have mouse and keyboard settings.
Gotcha.
DPI is irrelevant. Not irrelevant, but like the...
Was it fun?
It was fun, but I barely felt like I had much of an advantage because I felt more limited than actually...
It's new to you, too. Gee, so your brother was why you got into PC gaming, right? What's he doing on an Xbox?
Well, that's only when he needs to get a quick Apex game in while watching the kids, and that way he's not locking himself in his man cave. He's still hypothetically in the same room.
He's got a second thing.
It's a makeshift setup. This is a gamer dad now. He's got a makeshift setup to in the middle of the hallway so he could still look over his kid playing.
Right.
And then and he could drop everything and just, you know, take
more
care of her.
More hardcore than I thought.
And then his wife won't feel lonely when she's home. So even though he really is craving a quick game, like he'll just walk away, play, like do a hot drop or something.
This guy.
My brother is awesome. My brothers are awesome. And then
so all you fuckers that are bitching about like, oh, I can't play until after midnight, put a fucking something going on in your hallways. We can make this work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, big shout out for the
shout out
dads.
To gamer dads.
I was I used to be a nanny full time, and I would think of the I used to run heroics with my baby nephew in my arms. So so when you got a game, you got
a
game.
Ever drop them?
No, never.
Okay, good job.
I'm a great nanny, okay? But anyways, while I was back home, I realized how much more I suck playing on someone else's peripherals as well. Like, my brother has an amazing setup.
You played briefly on Division 2 on my computer. Mm-hmm. What did you think of my setup?
I think the sensitivity was too high.
Okay.
And I think I've yanked everything down. But the setup was comfortable visually.
Yeah.
I've been gradually lowering my DPI.
Same. I'm down to 500.
It's so weird to get used to, but I think it's helping.
Well,
it makes sense.
Pro gamers play 400? 200 DPI?
400 to 800.
That's what I play.
That's fucking ridiculous. Like, in order to do a 180, you have to go all the way across the fucking
I pick up my mouse is constantly being picked up and dropped and slammed,
And how do you get used to that? Like, I was used to playing 800 at 1200. That was my norm.
Well, it depends on your resolution, too. So
4040.
I've always been used to
read what Coronius
is playing at 2400.
What does Coronius say?
At the bottom.
Played a lot of Skyrim with baby sleeping on your chest. That's rad.
That's the cutest thing ever.
That's so cute.
Oh, oh my God.
But no, yeah. So it was really frustrating trying to play on someone else's peripherals. It almost felt just as bad as playing on the Zim. Mm. But nonetheless, it's like once you get home, it's like, oh my God, yes, I am home. This is my PC setup. Everything just feels right. So, Minnesota trip was awesome. Really only played Apex Legends this week and not nearly as much as I used to. I'm level 96 And
damn,
I hit,
oh my goodness.
That's the thing. I hit that level I hit my 90s like maybe 2 weeks ago or something. And I literally.
Are you getting burnt out?
I'm not getting burnt out. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
And Danielson got burnt out.
Yeah,
man. I've been playing hardcore. So.
He's thinking about picking up a division.
Yeah. The thing about Apex is I'm excited for the Battle Pass, waiting for that to come out, new characters.
Yeah, that adds to the point. I like those Battle Passes.
And recently, I think I streamed the day after I came home, or the day of coming home, and I played Apex at home, and I decided to do a social experiment with it. And I tracked all of my solo queues, and I tracked how many champs I got, how many, like number twos, how many toxic mic abuse I had to deal with, how many DCers, how many
that's all in
drops.
The game?
Yeah, it's all in the, well, no, not in game, on like a Sublime, like a notepad thing, or sticky notes, kind of. And I was just trying to see, like, how is this community, why do I enjoy solo queuing so much in this game? Like, why is it that out of all the games I've ever played, this is the one game I don't mind, almost prefer solo queuing sometimes. And so I was keeping track of everything, and every solo queue game, I had zero, but I played about over 10 games solo queue, and I had zero people abuse the mic. Like, they weren't toxic.
Everybody's
to me.
Trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody just goes in there. Not everyone. And I'm pretty sure people have mostly bad and toxic experiences, but the whole entire night.
Call me a fucking little bitch because I forgot where, and he was like, you fucking piece of blah, blah, blah. I went online, and they say this is not one of the good loot areas to start.
Well, in his defense, Bray, you are a little bitch.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, you got me there.
But here's the thing. After tracking everything, enjoying myself, not taking, like, and like, you know, even getting a solo queue champ, like, doing well enough, I queued up with my little brother, who is this ultimate hard carry for Apex, and then his friend. And I was actually the toxic one when it came to my little brother's friend, because I think me and my little brother, we did almost...
Every once in a while, you bump heads hard with somebody.
With
oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ray.
Hey, but you know what?
Then I realized, oh my gosh, I'm the toxic one, but only when I'm playing, mostly when I'm playing with people I know, like in real life. People that are my friends, people that
adhere
to expectations, and I'm relentless. I'm like Tire Mom in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. I was actually joking with Nabi, because he uses Bangalore, and Bangalore drops smokes.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the only reason you picked her, right?
Oh, speaking
so you can
of,
practice your smokes.
People don't know the inside jokes.
Speaking of Apex Legends, the Apex Legends crew.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Came out to my bar. They came out for trivia night.
We went to trivia night at CJ's.
Yeah, so it was Mr. F and Sweet, Incidus, which is Nabi.
Are you guys still
Admiral
cash
B.
only?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Danielson. So
Danielson, Admiral Beef.
Mm-hmm.
Admiral Brief. Yeah. Got a couple of the DLG crew went over to where she works.
I love trivia nights.
And they had trivia night. And guess who fucking won trivia night?
Of course you guys did. I said you would have been off the podcast if you had won it.
They hot dropped.
You're up against.
We hot dropped.
Into my bar and took the champ. They were champ squad.
It was funny, man. It was fun. Beef and I were just fucking killing it. Beef is just holy shit, man.
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking almanac.
Yeah.
That guy is a fucking encyclopedia. I don't know. He fucking knows everything.
Wow.
It's ridiculous,
it's good
dude.
To know.
He's also like 80. So he's actually
been around.
He's actually lived through all the things that happened, you know? So in World War II, he's like, he was there.
The bartenders were creeped out that I was like enjoying talking to Beef so much. They commented on it later because after you
are
guys
you trying to
home,
get on Beef?
No.
Oh after, my goodness, Chi Chi.
I left my bra in the bathroom. Fuck. No, just now. I just
really, everyone get this is why you got to watch the stream.
No. I'm sorry.
Bobby's
sorry.
Like,
sorry.
You know. No. Bobby's super uncomfortable right
it
now.
It just jumped to like
he hasn't been this close to a tit in years.
No.
I'm gonna put that on Discord. She's not wearing a bra. Jump on Twitch.
No, but No, but so it was super cool that the crew came out. They actually tried my smoochie shot.
Yeah.
We did some Irish car bombs. No. Fuck off. It's really sweet.
It's really, it's too sweet. It's too sweet. Like,
it's girly.
We're whiskey drinkers, and it's, I understand. It's like if you like those gummy bears or those fucking cereal milk or the fucking Skibidoos or whatever. It's just
Skibby snacks.
Yeah. It's just that.
Gee, how often does somebody order something you've never heard of?
Luckily enough, in my dive bar, very rarely. And if they do,
because people aren't about
if they. And I've had people actually just pull up the recipe before requesting it and asking me if I have all the ingredients too.
If I ordered an AMF, would you know what that is?
Oh yeah, totes.
What is it?
It's an Adios motherfucker. It's a Long Island iced tea, but with blue curacao and Sprite.
If I ordered a Three Wise Men, would you know what that is?
No.
If I ordered,
actually, I feel like I've made those before, but I don't remember.
Liquid
off the
cocaine,
top of my hand. Yeah.
Which is what?
Pretty sure that's Kahlua. No. That's the other one. Nope. I'm a horrible bartender. Don't test my bartending skills. I've got the personality, not the knowledge.
Isn't a Three Wise Men three different drinks?
Yeah,
or like a shot in a beer.
It's Jose Cuervo, Jim Beam, and Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
A shot of
each. Yeah, it is.
And with the lime at the end of it.
Oh, I thought it was like together.
When I used to start drinking when I was younger, before, like every night I would have, I would put three shots of tequila and then chug a beer. And then that just got you set. That was it. Like everything after that was just beer. And then you're just fine. Just one beer an hour. You get fucked up right away. And then you just continue.
Yeah. But it was awesome having you guys come out. I really like how socially gamers and in reality, you know, merger of both worlds. It's not really awkward.
Was it even close?
Outside looking in, people might think it's awkward. Like, honestly, like, I took Beef out to a whiskey bar because you guys are.
Yeah, you took him to Aero Club.
Yeah, I took him to Aero Club. He's never been. He was super excited. We had a lot of fun. He was shit-faced.
Oh, I know.
Aero Club
He doesn't remember.
By the airport?
He doesn't remember anything?
He doesn't remember what happened at Aero Club.
Apparently, people were saying he was being creepy. And I was like, I got zero impression of that whatsoever.
Beef is not creepy.
He's not at all. He's 0%. So I was like, guys, why?
He's one of the most respectful persons you ever meet.
Except for when he's screaming, suck my dick.
When we won. Because, okay, so the question was, and I don't fucking know. They said which company were the ones that incorporated first. And it was Google, Yahoo, and Amazon.
Okay.
And I thought it was Yahoo, Amazon, and Google.
Yeah.
And Beef was just like, no, Ray, you're wrong. And I'm like, okay, fucking because he's a developer. But I was like, no, dude, because I was like in 94, but he's like incorporated. And I'm like, yeah, but they, I doubt they even took that much longer to incorporate.
Okay.
So whatever. And then as I'm arguing with Beef, they go, and the winners are Apex Legends. And like Beef's like, suck my dick, motherfucker! And he just yells it. It's so loud. Everyone at the bar just stares at us. And I'm just like, good job, Beef.
Well, you have to understand, the reason why he blew up so hard is because both Nabi and Ray, right before they announced the answer, they had zero faith.
Yeah.
They were murking on him hard. They were just going, if we lose, it's because of you, Beef. Mm-hmm. If we lose, it's because of you.
So was it close? Was second place like right behind you guys?
No. We won by 120 points.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
We were second place before the last question.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had 51 points. And first place had we had 61 points.
Literally,
and then first place had like 70 points.
Okay.
And they for the last question that you out of all your points, how much do you want to use? So we used all of them. The other ones used all of them too. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with 122 points.
Well, you bet how many points you want? Oh shit!
Double Jeopardy. And the other team bet everything too.
Love it.
And they got it wrong.
Trying to make it. I could have totally went, but I played Dungreed.
He would have died.
Yeah.
I died. It was the worst day of work I've ever had in my fucking life.
You were drunk driving to work.
Yeah.
Still from the night before.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, my goodness.
I was.
I told you guys to be safe. I made sure Beef made it home.
No. I mean, in the morning.
Don't miss the Aero Club.
And you wouldn't go out. You wouldn't go out for a trivia night, huh?
No, dude. When all these texts were flying, I was like getting into bed. It was like 8. Yep. Sounds like
You know what's
like
funny
fun,
about
guys.
Bobby? He actually has a sleeping cap. With a little thing.
You're kidding me.
I believe it.
He does have
as long as he sleeps without his shirt on, because Bobby's looking good. Bobby's looking really good.
I've never noticed Bobby's chest muscles until today.
I know.
He's got pecs.
I'm going to keep up now.
He's
doing
the
burpee challenge. Little did we know, he's the only one doing the burpee
challenge. I
didn't
know that we had the Apex Legend.
Oh!
You want to redo that title, Bobby?
You you should.
Oh, man, that was corny.
I don't know if that one holds up without the booze. All right, so I guess it is time for news here. First up, Steam Link Anywhere will let you stream your PC games on the go.
I don't understand this.
This is basically, it's just a new feature they're adding to Steam Link, where instead of having to be on the local area network, you can now do it remotely. So if I were somewhere else, if I had a Steam Link, I could connect to my home computer at home. Say I'm like in a hotel in Anaheim with an internet connection to my Steam Link, then I could connect to my computer and play my games off of that. Yeah. The problem is nobody has Steam Links anymore. But
I threw ours away.
I still have mine.
Physically threw it away.
I don't think
I got mine for like $6.
Yeah. Yeah. They're dirt cheap. They stopped making them and nobody really used them. But they do say that this is going to work.
I was like, gotcha, motherfuckers.
They do say it's going to work on like Raspberry Pi Android, which I don't think means your phone, but maybe like an Android operating system on like some sort of device, but not on iPhone or Apple devices.
So actually, PlayStation did
Bobby,
that.
Explain like I'm five. So I'm in a hotel room. I have a laptop, but not my phone. My laptop, or maybe a tablet, and I'd be able to play.
I don't even think you need
that. No.
You
need so
Steam Link and a controller, yeah, and you plug your Steam Link into a TV. Your Steam Link connects to the internet. Yeah, assuming you have like an Ethernet cable or something.
Right. Why would you need the Steam Link if you have your laptop? Because you can just game on your laptop.
You'd have to hardwire the Steam Link or through Wi-Fi?
You could probably do it through Wi-Fi, but it's going to be pretty slow. I mean, this all depends on your upload speed of your computer.
Yeah. But if you played something like Binding of Isaac, it would work.
Like, yeah, Binding of Isaac. Yeah. Those games work great on a Steam Link. So Wordcodius in the chat does work on an Android phone.
But let's say you have your Steam Link in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And you just connect it. And that's it. You can play your Steam library.
But even take the Steam Link out of the equation. If this works on an Android phone, like the Pixel, like you could just, I guess you have to install an app. Not the Steam app they have now is not.
No. There's an actual Steam Link app.
Oh, a Steam Link app.
There's actual, there's TVs that come with a Steam. Yeah. So you can, so you don't even need a Steam Link. Some TVs actually, that's why this is really cool. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There are TVs that have Steam Link app installed, and you just use that, sign in, and boom, your fucking TV's
Steam
Link.
It's almost like this NVIDIA Edge or, these like games on demand they're trying to do where you do remote gaming, but except you're doing it to...
it's like a monitor.
Your own home
computer. But
bigger.
Most people have a smart TV. If that person also... It's the controller. That's the only part. That's the part that's going to... Because I'm thinking of like going to a friend's like get together, and then trying to get a gaming night going. Like,
you need the Steam Link.
But what if they had the app?
Then you need controllers. You just sign in. All you need
controllers.
And I think for the controller, that's when you actually need the actual Microsoft dongle. You do need the
hardware,
dongle though.
Yeah.
Because
anyway, this is all good news. This is awesome.
Unless the TVs actually have some sort of fucking Bluetooth connectivity with the controllers, because if they have the
maybe I could play games at my bar.
I haven't heard of that, but
dude, there you go. That'd be cool. Get a Steam Link. You can find them. You can still find them.
I have one.
Gee, whatever happened to game night? Like video game night.
I could still make it happen.
Yeah.
I just haven't been invited.
How was the turnout for trivia night?
It's good, actually. It's really good. Yeah. When you guys came, it was actually one of the slower nights, so which was good because you guys had an ample seating. It was a good night.
Side note.
You need ample seating.
Flying Hawaiian is sending me dick pics while we're fucking live. Thank you, Flying Hawaiian, for dick pics.
Are they his?
No.
A little pineapple?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I have a little pineapple.
Oh, my God.
Can I show you a little pineapple?
Lemonparty.org. You only remember that from when we were kids.
That's
remember
still that? Around?
No, I've never seen that.
Well, he has the picture and he just sent it to me.
I'm not looking.
And then this one.
Is that a picture of me? All right, let's move on.
All right, next up, The Simpsons is going to have an esports episode this Sunday. So today, I guess.
Dude, does Bart have a little mustache going on?
Yeah.
I've always thought that all they have to do to get more content is age everybody 5 years. You know?
I don't know how much more they have left in this show, but it is kind of a sign that esports is a generally accepted thing now, if it's showing up on The Simpsons.
Simpsons did it.
Maybe about like 5 or 10 years ago, they had an episode where Marge got addicted to some online game that was like an RPG. I remember that. But, if you're making it on The Simpsons, if they're talking about esports, that's a good indication that this is mainstream, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I have a feeling mainstream. The episode's going to be terrible.
Once sports teams, actual sports teams, started buying esports teams, that's what made it official for me.
You know what made it official for me? I was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
and they were showing Counter Strike.
You know what that means? That means that like the bartender was into it and he put it on. Probably.
So I asked the waitress, I'm like, "Why the fuck is there CS:GO and like going on the screen right now? This is awesome." Because it was actually during the, I forgot which tournament it was, but it was one that I
I'm sure
that I was currently watching, and it was a match that like I actually wanted to watch.
Yeah,
and it was on there, and I'm like, "Fuck, this is awesome!" And I asked her, and she was like, "People have been requesting it."
Wow.
Yeah,
that's cool. What else was I going to say? Oh, this just takes me back to Family Guy when he walks in and they're supposed to be role-playing that night. And she goes, "Peeta, would you like to role-play tonight?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm a level 9 paladin."
Yeah, I remember that.
"The Helm of Destruction and the Sword of Truth." "Peeta." "A paladin can't use the Helm of Destruction. In that case, I'm a black guy."
No, man. Esports. I want it to get big. Like,
yeah, it's going to get big, dude. It's inevitable.
I have a friend that was in charge of, not in charge, but like one of the people that were doing all the esports for Blizzard. And he was in charge of, you know, a lot of the Overwatch and then also the Hearthstone. And, you know, he said, yeah, it's going to work right now, but it's just, he says there was a lot of stuff that was happening, like, behind the scenes that was actually making it so fucking hard. They couldn't really, like, make it easy just to fucking, you know, have all these, like,
it's sponsors. Not as easy as it sounds.
It wasn't. It wasn't working. Because so many people.
You're trying to do something completely new.
Because a lot of these producers are old, man, and they see this and they go, "Fuck, video games? No." Dude,
so, to put in perspective, the UFC is 25 years old, mm-hmm. and they still call themselves super new. Like, we're still learning over here. Like, this is a new thing.
It makes sense.
That's 25 years in. This is 5 years in, you know? Bobby, can you look up, there's an awesome picture I saw. It was World Championships of League of Legends, original versus 2018. It's a photo. I don't know how you would find that. Images, original, like first versus current. I don't know. Anyway, it's crazy. One of them looks like the first Evo, where it's a bunch of guys in like chairs that fold out in a hall in Vegas, probably, versus a stadium full.
Well, yeah. 5 like, years. Do you remember? Would you remember when they used maybe. When they used to do that? I remember back in the day when they used to go Counter Strike 1.6 back in the day, where it was just like in a LAN center.
Right.
To when it became CPL? CPL? I don't know. If someone correct me. Yeah. CPL. And then it was like in like this big ass halls in Texas. I think it was Texas when they had them, I think.
You know what I'm trying to talk about, Bobby?
You might have better luck just searching very first league.
First League of Legends. There.
Yeah.
So there's a first. And then now look up 2018 World Championship.
That was the picture that we have right there.
Yeah.
Fucking stadium. Dude, actually, like, I'm down.
It's like,
I don't know who else. Like, I don't know how big of a following that we have on our DLG when it comes to CS:GO, but I want to go to one of the CS:GO tournaments and go see those finals in a stadium.
Just bring me.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're not wearing a shirt.
Would you be down?
Yeah.
Like, go to like IEM or something like that. Like the Intel Masters, or anybody, go to like anything else.
Yeah, for sure.
Ice, please.
I'm good.
I went to Overwatch League. I'm fine, thank you. With Mini, and that was really cool. I'm a huge fan of CS. I've always wanted to go to.
I've always wanted to go to one. I know Danielson has been wanting to Insidious. I don't know if any other of the DLG people are out there that like either are close to them, because I know they're always in Chicago or in Oakland or in New York, and you know, it'd be a good little trip to go to. And just, I would love to be in that stadium and just wearing my jersey for my team. You know,
yeah,
I'm a huge Cloud Knight fan. And, but you know, it's like, if they're not there, there's other US teams that I can go for, but, that'd be super cool. I want to try it once just to go see it. You know, I know for TwitchCon that's in September, we're going, and I know they're probably going to have like, you know, competition and stuff, which will be neat to like check out, but I want to go to an actual like CS:GO one and go check out some of the teams, you know, go root for FaZe, go root for, you know, all these esports teams. For me, I prefer CSGO. I'm not a huge LoL fan. I'm not a huge Overwatch fan. I think the whole Overwatch thing is a little bit of a gimmick, you know, but it's people love it. You know, that's cool. But I would love to go see a CSGO one. Or, you know, fuck it. I think Apex has finally come into, like, esports now. So it's, like, the new one that's going to come in. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand the Battle Royale rules. Because I know they're weird. Depending on the win or kills and stuff, it's points, right? I don't know if you know.
Yeah, it's a point system.
It definitely has to be more refined. I think they just don't have the means to get everyone in the same server. Or that overhaul amount of people to really make it a one match competition. So they just have to go in and make it stat based.
Yeah, because they have a bunch of teams on there.
I know Shroud isn't really happy about it.
Well, it's not very good for the viewers either, having that type of format, because you don't have like these game winning moments or, you know, at the buzzer moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are so many different probable things about it, like random probabilities. Yeah,
which is that one thing I do not like about the Battle Royale esports aspect of it. But even though it's still cool to watch, because I like Battle Royales, I like playing them. It's just, you know, when you're watching a CSGO match or a League of Legends match, and you're seeing these kills that you need, like their health bars are super low, and you just get that headshot or they get that spell in, and you're like, holy shit, that just altered the game. Just now it's like anyone can win. That's fucking cool.
Yeah,
you know, and they don't really have, like, I guess they have that. I think Apex Legends can kind of give them that, because Apex does have all these new little things in the game and the ways to heal and kind of like revive and kind of like, let's go again. Like, it's different, you know? So maybe that could help a little bit with, you know, the esports side of being a Battle Royale.
Yeah, I still feel like they're kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, they are.
All right, speaking of esports, let's see. We've got another one here from PC Gamer. This is, all Overwatch League teams will play in their home cities in 2020.
Oh, so the LA teams are actually going to play in LA? And not just everyone's going to play in just one freaking...
Yeah, so everyone's moving out of Burbank. They added a whole bunch of teams, first of all.
You had booze in there, yes, Rice.
I had booze in there?
Yeah, there was already booze in there.
Yeah, they had... Everyone was just playing out of Burbank. Now they're going to move them all to different areas, which is weird because some of these teams are located in, like, Shanghai, like, all over the world. This that's a hell of a trip for some of these people, like, just to uproot them and move them somewhere, although they are getting taken care of and paid fairly well.
They should get that.
They're getting paid, what, 50? Between 50 to 60? Okay, like, that's like their actual salary.
Their salary, and then they get winnings on top of that. Yeah, they get but also, winnings. Like, room and board, too. I mean, they're getting taken care of.
Well, they have these houses, man. Have you seen these houses?
Oh, yeah, they had tours of them that they played.
Have you seen the FaZe house?
Not that
it's
one specifically.
It's a fucking mansion, dude, that they all live in and just chill.
What's FaZe?
FaZe is a clan.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sorry that I always bring up the UFC, but there's a lot of parallels here because they're both fledgling things. The UFC started to do, and they still do, they're trying to take over the world, right? As you do.
Yeah.
So last night they had a show in London. What do? They fill the roster full of people from London so that it'll bring all the local people to come see the show. Mm. And hopefully that makes the local people fans of UFC now, and now they start to watch. So that's what's going to happen here. So
is London a big like follower of UFC, or are they still just doing,
they're still boxing? Yeah, that's what primarily.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's switching over. But they haven't had their Ali. That's why McGregor did. McGregor is now a fucking UFC. It's now a UFC country just because of McGregor. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what you do. You go and you foster, you plant seeds. 3 years later, you now have a following. And this is how you do it. You're spending a lot of money on plane tickets. You're spending a lot of money on room and board. But sprouting local interest, if you want to be a global thing, is the way to go.
For instance, how many Charger fans are going to LA and watching their team play?
I've talked to a lot of Charger fans. They're still Charger fans. San Diego's. There's no other choice. It's just like, okay, well. They're doing well.
Do they still go up there, though, and give them their original support?
They do. Wow. Yeah, a lot of them still go up there.
Okay. A lot of them felt super betrayed.
Exactly. Actually, we watched the games. the Charger fans that are at the LA stadium are actually San Diegans.
Oh, okay.
San Diegans. But no, I when the Charger thing happened, just random. I hated them. Fuck you guys. You guys left. I hate you guys. It's been what, 2 years? 2 years now. Okay, now I'm a Charger fan again.
Yeah. It's just, and they're doing well. Which,
yeah, I let it like I. It was kind of like you're grounded for 2 years, bitches, and now it's like, all right, I miss football. I'm,
yeah, they were totally football. Worried what you thought.
They did. Shut the.
All right.
Let's see. What's next here? Valve takes steps against Steam's review bombs.
All right.
So this has been an issue that has been happening with Valve. People don't like one thing about a game. They review bomb it, usually completely unrelated to the game itself.
A lot of time before the game comes out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They took care of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, same thing. Oh, sorry. Rotten Tomatoes did the same
Rotten
thing.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You cannot review the game until the movie comes out.
Yeah. Because people do, dude, they fucked up Captain Marvel with like those reviews. Did you watch it yet?
No. Okay. I hear it's good. Not great.
Yes, it's good. It's not great, but it's good. It's, you know, like I said.
And there's a conspiracy theory going around about it. Apparently, well, I don't know. But
what is it? I don't hear it.
That it's selling out everywhere. That's the reviews. But if you go to the theaters, nobody's there. So that they're just promoting that it's selling out everywhere. But
yeah, okay. I saw it and it was fucking packed.
Yeah, same.
I couldn't get a ticket either.
Yeah. So that's not fake.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
I got there.
The world is not flat.
Fuck your review bombs. You know, sorry, Irish whiskey.
You know a theater is packed when like you have that's to sit next dude. To a stranger.
Yeah,
it's
pretty good. I like it.
It's like using urinals. You try to sit away or you try to use one as far away from other people as possible. Chi, you know what I'm talking about. Right.
What?
She wasn't even listening.
I was reading ahead.
With the things on top of her head. She's like,
I was reading ahead. What were you saying, Bobby? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I was just making terrible jokes.
Oh, no.
But I was talking about a movie theater.
Thanks, Killer.
Oh, yeah. Killer Clowns. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the prime sub.
So what they're doing with this review bomb thing is they are making an algorithm that checks for review bombs. And if something has been, you know, passes this and is verified as a review bomb, then they remove all reviews within a certain time frame. So this could take out legitimate reviews, but it's up to the developer whether or not they want to do this or not. So like it just notifies Steam. Steam says, hey, developer, it looks like you're being review bombed. Do you want to wipe out all these reviews? And then the developer gives them the yes or no. And then they can choose to get rid of them or not.
I think, but that can be like exploited if you think about it.
Possibly, because they did say here at the end of this article, where is it? They are considering, I think it was at the very end, they are considering something that's a little debatable to be a review bomb. What was it? I don't know. You guys talk. I'll find it.
See, I want to go back to this no bra thing really quick.
Did you go use the restroom?
Not you specifically.
No, I'm wearing a jumper, and it's not even like a bra.
No,
it's just like a...
No, it's just so funny because when women wear jumpers, you have to take off everything, right, to go pee.
Yeah,
that's fucking horrible. You have to get completely naked.
I forgot to put it back.
That's not why I'm bringing it up. This is the reason I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
Sam's been watching Friends. Uh-huh. She watched the entire thing.
Oh yeah, Jennifer Aniston never wears a bra.
All three of the classmates nipples for days every episode.
Oh, Courtney
ever.
Cox too. Huh?
Yeah, I was just like, hey Sam, because I walk in and out because I don't watch it. I go. Her nipples are showing. Oh, she goes, all their nipples are hard every episode, always. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Wait, what show?
Friends.
Oh.
It's true.
Courtney Cox might be one of the prettiest people of all time.
Oh, yeah. She's very pretty. Yeah. Courtney Cox is very pretty.
Who?
Her?
Yeah.
Stunning.
Who? Rachel?
She is stunningly beautiful.
What? Yes. I would. Okay.
You're more down for Rachel?
And actually, probably Lisa Kudrow before.
No, she's weird looking.
No, Courtney Cox, man. Her eyes.
Her hair color. Her blue hair. Or her blue eyes with her black hair.
But she is
her
so
blue
crazy.
Hair and her black eyes.
Courtney Cox is like a 10. She's gorgeous.
Very gorgeous, yeah.
Gorgeous.
She's pretty.
Stunning.
She looks like a stick. She's got no assets outside of maybe like a pretty face.
Sometimes that's all you need.
She's a stick. She looks like a boy. It's not hot. It's not
it doesn't
sexy.
Matter.
She's fucking hot.
I don't know. Gorgeous. She's Courtney Cox looks like a boy.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Keep telling men right. how what to
two, think. 2v1. All right. So I found the part in the article here. Let's see. Off-topic content will include obvious things such as storefront changes, exclusive publishing deals, and also complaints that are related to but not actually about games, including the presence of DRM and changes to the EULAs. So I don't know, man. Is it a valid complaint if you have a problem with DRM on a game and you write a negative review? I mean, I guess it depends on the review. If that's all the review is about, then yeah, that's not really helping people who are considering purchasing this game.
I feel like they can exploit this in because let's say the actual developer review bombs their own game just to get those reviews out for a while.
Like there's no bad press. You know what I mean? That's yeah, always that's been said. Review bombing still brings a lot of eyes to you.
Yeah, it does.
And maybe a few sales.
Yeah.
I'll hit you might. Like a review bomb.
No. No, you didn't. Jeez.
No.
Actually, you just did it to us. Yeah.
Never again. I was going to take a drink away again, but she's actually not drinking.
Yeah.
I know. This is I'm going to move this candle. Just trying to do something about it. And of course, they don't put people in charge of this. They create an algorithm that tries to find this. They try to solve every problem by doing as little work as possible or trying to automate it as much as possible, I guess. And it's probably just because of the amount of stuff they deal with. I mean, it's impossible to have people checking everything.
Gee, should we have an Insidious launch party at your bar? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
We can do?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that.
We'll charge you anything, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Cool. Fucking ADD over here. All right. Oh, wrecking ball.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Oh, it now just, he gets it.
It just hit me. Holy shit.
No, I got it right away. It's still bad.
You hit me like a review bomb. You got to know how to sing, too. You got to have these, like,
I'm horrible.
Amazing.
Filipinos are the only Asian singers.
Yeah, that's true.
They're amazing.
I know. I used to work security when I was a kid, and I used to work at Viejas.
Yeah.
And they used to have all these Filipino singers, like, come over there. They fucking sang, like, bomb, dude. They looked weird. I'll be honest. They wore the weirdest makeup and weirdest clothes, but they
sang. It's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
You guys know about the Journey guy, right?
Journey guy. What about Journey,
the band?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The lead singer died. Mm-hmm. They replaced him with a Filipino guy, and he's better than the original singer.
Holy shit, I did not know that.
Can we pull this up?
I did not know that. What the fuck? I love Journey.
Journey's new singer. Just put that in. Yeah, he's like a skinny Filipino guy, and he just fucking kills it. Kills it.
Now that's what I call 80s.
There he is. And he has the
he
most
looks young.
Arnel Pendia.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I finally just took it in my own hands and I said, I'm gonna go on the internet.
Oh yeah, they did it through the internet.
You know, you're looking in at this little...
But if you put out a casting call to, like, the entire world...
Yeah, of course. You're going to find a fucking great singer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like...
My point was that he was Filipino. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Filipinos can do things, too.
Chino or Chino?
If it's still Chino.
Filipino
still
Chino.
Still Chino?
Yeah.
It's a boy?
Yeah. Every... If you're Asian, you're Chinese.
Two Mexicans.
Indian, fucking Japanese, Korean, you're a Chino.
By the way, Chad's wife, Anna, is Filipino, and she can sing her fucking ass off. She sings like a Disney princess.
Oh my God,
wow,
Celine Dion.
That's amazing.
Anna sings, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm going
to
make her sing
if somebody
does
it. But
next time I see her, I'm going to tell her to sing for me.
She won't.
She won't? Let's go to karaoke. Karaoke night at CJ's.
Lamplighter.
Second to last year. Anthem's endgame loop drops have been boosted. More changes are coming.
I played the game once and this happened. I didn't pick up on it. But this is more for GM2, Grandmaster 2, and Grandmaster 3. People were saying it wasn't worth it. It's better just grinding Grandmaster 1 and hoping for good drops.
Yeah.
Because Grandmaster 2, everybody's just getting railroaded.
So that's very true. I played this is before this patch. Grandmaster 1 playing. I was getting Masterworks, you know, whatever. I was playing Grandmaster 2. I was still getting rares, epics, and I got less
and
Masterworks.
It's super hard.
And it was way harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So there was no point.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it.
So they're trying to fix that. We don't know much because we haven't been playing it. So
No, it makes sense.
Sounds like good things.
So people were complaining when it came to Anthem because there was a bug. Not a bug, but like there was bad coding where people were getting, there was a loot bug, people were getting better loot than they were supposed to. They fixed it, and everyone said, fuck you guys, we want that loot bug back. People stopped playing for a whole fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking, what's it called? Oh, my God. They did a
boycott.
They boycotted the game. So they can get that back.
It was all orchestrated on Reddit,
right? I'm guessing this, yeah, on Reddit. Actually, we got links on our Discord from this. People telling us to, you know, boycott. And, you know, and I said this is going to be so easy to boycott this game because I'm playing The Division. Anyways.
Right. This is the most powerful fucking body language I've ever seen. So over here, you're holding the idea and like a powerball. And with this one, you're shaping it as you're...
I feel like Scarlet Witch from Marvel.
It looks like you're about to cast a giant fuck you spell to BioWare. Yeah.
Fuck you, BioWare.
Kami.
And you're fucking Frostbite engine that you force your fucking employees to use.
If you can watch this on Twitch,
you should watch there.
By the way, we're gonna have YouTube content soon.
Yes, we are.
That all falls on Ray.
Yeah, it all falls on me. We're gonna do a couple of you plays. We play. We all play. And we're gonna do a couple plays. Hopefully, you guys can come down when we do these. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try to do it midweek, maybe. If you guys aren't working, come down. I'm going to try and do some cool stuff with that.
Okay.
And we're going to add the podcast.
You totally forgot the fireball that you were casting.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I threw it on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I threw it on the ground. But yeah, no. So, I guess this is their reply to everyone complaining.
No, this is actually an interaction between... okay, so I don't know who Mike is, but he said, to be fair, Anthem's problems are much less gameplay and concept. That's where they nailed it.
Yeah.
Gameplay and concept is awesome. Mm-hmm. I have a bubble in my throat. There we go.
It is.
But execution glitches, releasing too early, whether it's EA or BioWare, I haven't the slightest clue. But if Anthem had cooked a little while longer, it could have been great. I did like it. Okay, if you go down a little bit. Did Anthem have problems with Frostbite as well? I think this is somebody else that developed for EA. And can EA continue to force devs into these problems?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the guy from BioWare said yes and yes.
Well, saying, like Jason Schreier from BioWare?
Yeah.
That's the journalist, Jason Schreier? He probably talked to someone at BioWare.
Oh, maybe he talked to somebody at BioWare.
Yeah, this is the guy that covers all the Blizzard stuff at Kotaku.
Worst headshot ever, by the way.
He also wrote Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. Yeah, okay. Jason Schreier.
So... I guess he's speaking for BioWare.
He's known for having a lot of connections within the game development industry. So
and then Fernando said, do they force people though? Apex Legends runs on Source 2, and then they said that that Apex was running that was already in development before EA bought them. So basically, what BioWare is saying is the numbers problems, the glitches, the bugs are all due to the Frostbite engine because they weren't familiar with it
enough.
They
were forced to use an engine.
They were by EA. And that's what happened.
It's fucked up.
What engine did they want to use?
What
did they use on their other games?
What was BioWare's last game? Oh,
they made the Star Wars one.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
Did they do that one?
Didn't they?
I hope so.
They had to.
Not had to.
No,
they could have subconsciously.
Yeah, they could have just went away from it.
Let's see.
Yeah, BioWare.
Okay.
On top.
Engine developer. Was Frostbite, Frostbite 3.
So they should have.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's
that,
weird.
That,
right?
That game had a lot of issues as well.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
What engine was
on? Oh, Andromeda was on EA. Was on Origin.
It was on Origin.
It all adds up. We figured it out.
We got it. We got to the bottom of it.
We've got a cork board.
You heard it first on DLG.
We've got little pins.
I'm running out of yarn with all these pins.
And it all points to EA.
Yeah.
We take a step back, wide shot, just everything.
We're going to need a driver.
All right. All right, that wraps it up for news. So, hardware, Kershaw Shuffle 2.
Oh, I got my knife, guys.
What is that?
That's my knife.
You got your knife.
Yeah, dude, it is.
It's sick. In your pocket.
I am so happy with this thing.
Hopefully, hopefully you're pulling out your knife. Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to see it? You want to see it?
Yeah, let me take a look. So, this is the one with the screwdriver, right?
That's a screwdriver, and it has a flathead as well. But you can switch that out for something else if you want. And it also has a bottle opener.
Oh, there's the bottle opener right there.
Yeah.
The screwdriver. Oh, the bits right there.
I've had it.
There it is.
I've had it a week. I have already used it several times.
Help me put my, do you have any screws around the house? My front license plate fell off. Can you help me rescrew it?
Yeah, of course.
I'm missing one screw though.
That'll be the hard part.
Yeah.
Do you have any like miscellaneous spare screws?
No. It depends on the size.
But if you take off one of your other screws and take it to Home Depot, they'll match it.
And if you have the bottom screws, which you really don't need that much, you can grab the bottom screws, put it on top. If it's the bottom screw that's missing.
Oh, I'll take
don't cut yourself. I cut myself in the first minute of having this thing.
Oh, it's this way. Almost cut myself.
Yeah.
So how much did this cost?
$20.
$20 on Amazon?
Yeah. Now, after holding it, Bobby, wouldn't you say that that's like a steal?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, it's the blade is small. It's like, 1.5 inches, 2 inches?
Yeah, maybe 3 inches.
That's all you really need. And then it's got a bottle opener and a screwdriver, which always comes in handy.
Yeah. So I'm really digging it.
I don't like the loose.
And then my other thing is the Aurora A3. I'm working on my everyday carry here. I got a little tiny flashlight. This is how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's smaller than my fob for my... Way smaller.
Yeah, how do you put this back?
It's really hard. I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Just put it
on. I lost it. No, I'm not joking. I found it.
So I'm trying to show you guys. There's a little tiny flashlight, right? Mm-hmm. Because the problem with having a phone flashlight is when you're trying to work on something, you can't prop the phone up a lot of the times. So this you can just put in any direction that you need, and it'll work.
What, does it have like a fucking stand or something?
No. So when you turn it on, it's just basic. This is just like a cell phone flashlight. It's not very impressive. But then if it has three functions, look at this.
Wow. It's pretty bright.
Does it have strobe?
Bright, dude. Yeah, and it has strobe. Oops. There we go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right.
This was expensive. Warning. This was $30. I would say it's definitely worth
it. If you guys are watching on Twitch, epilepsy warning.
Anyway, really enjoying
I can't put it back, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm really happy with both of my purchases. So my total weight is like less than 0.5 pound, and my utility has skyrocketed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
That's cool. All right.
Time for listener questions.
I like the bottle opener.
Like a dickhead, I brought to the party last night. I brought only bottled beers so I could be super useful. I felt like Mr. Glass. I felt like Mr. Glass in Unbreakable. Like he crashed a plane or the crashed a train just to find the Unbreakable guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me. I was like, I brought a bunch of bottles just so I could be super useful. I was like, you want a beer? You want a beer? Anybody? Trying to make myself more useful.
That's awesome.
All right, first question coming from Controlled Pairs. I'm interested in everyone's response to this one. Do you guys keep DLG separate from your day-to-day lives? I'm curious if your coworkers or family know about DLG or your passion for PC gaming. I ask because I'm a content creator and my coworkers are none the wiser.
It comes up constantly for me because people invite me to things on Sundays and I'm just like, podcast, bro. Just like I can't. Okay. You know, that's what I do. So, yeah, almost anybody that's close enough to me to know to invite me to something knows that I have a podcast because of that, mostly. But I never recommend the podcast to anybody that's not a gamer because this is dog shit. Yeah, you just don't, you cannot enjoy this podcast.
If you're not a gamer, you can't enjoy this.
Yeah, because the vernacular is one thing. Two, the subject matter. Three, Bobby, people just don't like him.
Mm-hmm. I work in healthcare, so, and all my coworkers are pretty much older than me, so no one could give less a shit.
Yeah.
And then I have told my coworkers that I do have, that I just started with this podcast, and the first thing they said, they're like, oh, that's cute. My kid plays Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, no, your kid cannot listen to this podcast. Yeah. And,
that's another thing. So Mila was asking, can I watch you guys out here on the TV while you guys are in there? And I was like,
no.
I mean, you could, technically you could. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to? No.
Yeah. No, but then we would have to be like, oh, so earmuffs, bitch.
Cochina.
Cochina.
Right. She wasn't so cochina, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, aside from that, I've a lot of like, you know, my personal life, when it comes to that, I've always been very fond of video games. I've always been huge on it. You know, I went from being young and almost dropping out of high school to be, you know, pro at Counter-Strike to...
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no. Texas Area Untouchables. That was my clan. It's a whole story. If anyone's ever interested, let me know. I'll tell you about it. It's a pretty cool little story. I was 16 years old.
Your girlfriend obviously knows about it. She's outside.
Yeah, no.
Which is getting kind of cool laughs for us because outside.
But she loves
my
it.
Girlfriend and your girlfriend, and they both have daughters that are the same age. Mm-hmm. And so you guys, they come over and it's a play date almost.
It's a play date, yeah. Yeah,
not this week.
Yeah, we can have a barbecue. Anyone in DLG in San Diego, let us know. We'll have a barbecue for everyone. We'll just get it down.
Yeah.
I'll
no murderers, please.
Please.
Keep it down.
Yeah.
We like the murder limit at a minimum.
Yeah, we had to take Laura over here. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's true. Gee, who knows about your podcasting in your life?
Most people.
Yeah.
Mostly everyone.
I can't wait for
strangers now.
No, when I was at CJ's, I mean, sorry.
Huh? People call me Smoochie.
Yeah.
People like
when I was at her bar, everyone was like, when she introduced us,
she's Smoochie in my phone.
Everyone like, oh, I have cheat DLG.
I introduce them like, these are my friends from the podcast. These are my, you know, my gamer friends. And they're like, oh, cool.
And and everyone knew what she was talking about.
Yeah. Mm.
Nice.
So no,
Bobby. Bobby, what's up with you?
When's the last time you brought up the podcast to anybody in your life?
Oh no, dude, no. No. Oh, no, I'm not even here right now. So, yeah. I'm out getting groceries. So that's just
So you're a content creator and honestly your coworkers don't matter.
He almost had to swallow that barf when you said he's a content creator. He's like, oh.
No. But I'm talking about
Control
parents.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You're a content creator. Fuck your coworkers. That doesn't matter. Branch out. Branch out with your friends. You can use your coworkers, too, if you wanted to. But if they're not into it, don't do it. Just, you know.
Don't force anything.
Don't force anything on anyone.
Good networking goes a long way.
It does.
But
why would you sell? Like, if your coworkers are down, then find a way to mention it. Don't be embarrassed about it. Talk about it.
I'm never embarrassed about
me. Yeah.
And that's the thing. A part of my job and all of the jobs that I've ever worked for, rapport is such a big thing. And I'm very open when it comes to talking about anything. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I would never not be open to, like, I wouldn't be afraid to talk about anything and anything.
Yeah.
And talking
she's
about the
Robert
podcast. And
she's wearing, like, a bathing suit.
I will agree.
Yeah.
Self-promotion is gross, but it has to be done.
I don't self-promote.
Why is it gross?
I don't have
No, I do it myself
media.
Too.
Here's the thing,
but
I can feel talk gross about too. It. I can talk about it, but I don't feel like it's self-promotion. I'm just talking about it because it's
part of your life.
People learning more about me and I'm learning more about somebody else and I find that fun. Building rapport is fun. Making new friends is fun. But as for self-promotion, that bothers me a million fold. I don't promote on Facebook. I don't even have an Instagram anymore. I don't tweet out when I go live.
No.
Like it's more natural for me to conversationally bring up that I'm doing these things to someone who I know most likely will never even look up my URL.
Yeah.
But I take a lot of pride in what I like to do in my free time.
Not Bobby.
Because
I don't know what it is.
Because
he's a private person.
And and it's funny how you say when people invite you to go places, you're like, no, I can't. I will actually sometimes lie about, oh, I'm sorry, I'm streaming tonight. I can't come out. And they, like, maybe I am streaming, maybe I'm not. They'll never double check. But they know that it's so important to me that, this is my intention with my time. Don't disrupt me.
Sometimes people will be like, why are you drunk? And I'll be like, I was drinking with my gaming buddies. Mm-hmm. And we're all drinking together.
Yeah.
You're alone in the garage. Why are you drinking?
That's how I prefer to drink. I like drinking at home alone.
Yeah.
Playing video games or streaming.
Raunchy.
As a side gig, I've worked with artists. I've worked with YouTubers, with Instagrammers. A side gig to help them promote and help them guide them with their Instagrams, guide them with their YouTubes. I've done that before. And self-promotion is not bad. It's a good thing.
No, I didn't say it was good.
It's an uncomfortable feeling. I'm not saying it's bad. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
Definitely at the beginning.
But if you can handle that, how the fuck are you going to handle actual fucking stardom if you ever get to that?
I don't ask to Bobby. Bobby, are you ready to go fucking
are you ready, dude? Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Ray's going to take us to the next level.
I'm going
to
be like that guy in Limp
Bizkit. I'm doing it for free, and I've done it for fucking... I've charged people.
All right.
Next
great question.
All right. Next from...
Oh, by the way, look up... who just asked that question?
Controlled Pairs.
Yeah, Controlled Pairs. Look up his content under hobbies. I was very, very impressed with his artwork, I would say. He takes...
You're talking about the hobbies section in Discord.
In Discord, yeah. He takes pictures of in-game of... Anybody? The name of the game?
Postscriptum?
Postscriptum? Postscriptum, was that the name of the game?
I think so.
World War II or what?
So he takes pictures in there, and then he doctors them up to look like World War II era. I saw four pictures.
Work on Division.
That's so funny that you
give
said
Give us a couple Division pictures.
Yeah, you know what? If you did Division, because it's so hot right now, it'll probably blow
you
up.
It might help you out,
because you're obviously talented.
Yeah, I saw the pictures as I walked in. I like them, man. If you would actually do something, try to stay up to date with all the games. Try to work on stuff that people want to see right now. That helps a lot with your personal.
Unfortunately, that game, no matter how good it is, it hasn't blown up yet. So just to get your name out there, I would, Division's probably the right move. Maybe a little
Especially because there's nothing else right now that's AAA, because I know we love our indies and we love other things, but AAA is like what a lot of people really out there play.
Apex Legends.
Or some Apex,
That'd be really cool.
Apex would be hard.
If Lifeline look decent.
If you could pull off an awesome Apex picture, fuck, dude, handstand, dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
She's not a bad looking girl. She's all thighs and no boobs. It's good.
I'm talking about her face.
Oh, I don't look
what
at her face.
About? What's wrong
she has
with
a face?
Face?
Huh? Yeah. She's not on that Courtney Cox level, apparently.
All right. Next question. Bilbo Swaggins. On next week of Deniable Midlife Crisis podcast, will there be more speak of chest air and self-driving cars?
You missed last week. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
We just went good. Off on It was pretty good. Tangents. It was pretty good. It was. I liked it. It was. Yeah. We got a little real.
I would say self-driving cars because the pickup just got
Wait, what?
Oh, they teased the pickup.
Wait, what's the question? That wasn't the question.
Yeah, it was.
No.
That is another question.
Well, there was a question in within a question.
There's a real question. This is kind of like a troll question.
Will there be more speak of chest hair and self-driving cars? Yeah, there will. So, a lot of chest hair.
The pickup truck, they teased it, but it's not going to be out until next year, or they're not going to reveal it till next year. Yeah, I don't know what.
I would say probably reveal.
It's a ways off, but I think a lot of
What do you guys think about
that.
Self-driving cars? Would you?
It's inevitable. First of all, it's inevitable.
Obviously.
It just matters how long it's going to take. And then two...
Well, Tesla already does it. Did you watch the video of the person that fell asleep driving to work?
The big question is, what are insurance companies going to do when they can't blame drivers for the wreckers anymore?
Holy shit, I've never thought about that. No. Holy shit. Mind blown?
Yep. They're scrambling right now. They don't know what they're going to do. Like,
it wasn't me. It was the AI.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a computer instead of like I said this and she said that.
Do cars have black boxes?
Well, you're going to have a computer black box.
Yeah, because there'll be a log of all that stuff.
All the technology on both ends will tell you exactly what happened.
Oh my God, your claims are going to take longer.
No, it's going to be fast.
Or maybe it'll be fast. Yeah, just download
it.
Just download it.
It'll be like, oh, they know you're in an accident.
But what if he got in an accident because he didn't upgrade his firmware?
Yeah. Well, that's on him.
Fuck, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
all
right. Where it's
Dude,
all
that's,
going.
That's scary, man.
All right.
That is
so
scary.
There's your self-driving car talk. Uh-huh. All right. He had another part to this question. what was the most swag thing you've ever done or said?
You guys want me to start? What do you guys think? I already thought about this one.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the most swag thing you've ever done or said?
I don't know how to phrase this without incriminating
myself. I bought Yeezys the other day, and I'm 33.
That's the opposite of swag.
That's swag, bro.
Oh, is that swag, bro?
Is that Kanye?
Yeah, the Kanye.
Why aren't you wearing them?
The ones that sell out all the time, like every time you buy them. I buy Yeezys.
Why aren't you wearing them?
Because they got coffee on them. I took them to work.
Oh.
Yeah, so I need to buy some fucking thing on Amazon. Yeah, they're white.
Oh.
Yep. Fuck it.
Bobby's never said anything swag in his life.
I don't think he has. He still has fucking side.
I'm going to go with this. Let's say somebody was at a club and somebody was under a lot of influences other than alcohol. Let's just say. And let's also say that person saw somebody celebrating something and she had a tiara on.
Mm-hmm.
And ton of people around her. I was like, wow, this person's demanding a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But this person being under the influence of a lot of things, walked right up to that person and said, "Why do you have a tiara on? Is it your birthday?" And she said, "No, I'm just like a special person." I was like, "Are you that special? Let me have a little talk with you." And then I explained to her why it was rude of her to expect all these people to like put her on a pedestal when she, like, there's nothing special going on. She had just won Road Rules, or no, what's the other one?
Real World? No.
Real World.
No.
World.
Real World? You don't win.
Wait,
that.
You don't win. There's one that you win.
No, you don't win.
Road Rules.
She just won one.
You won Road Rules. No.
She was on the cast of
Real World Australia.
Versus World Rules, yeah. I guess. Okay.
I forgot what those were.
And so this was kind of her like welcome back party. I don't know what I was thinking, or that person was thinking, not me, obviously. And and I just really, like, I took a really super dominant position.
Emilia was really high and he gave someone shit.
And then I ended up taking her home and sleeping with her. But it was
people
all
love
because,
that.
Yeah, I
it's
was
like
super
negging.
Dominant.
Yeah.
I just went in and I was like, "Hey, what are you doing here?
Listen, that's awesome.
Here." Yeah. I was like, "You're coming home with me?
Fuck you."
Yeah. Yeah.
3 hours later, we're having
when
sex.
When you think about attraction, that's actually one of the things. Because people want, I remember watching this one video where people want to build natural enthusiasm within themselves when they're speaking to somebody. And if they say something and you're just like on their level, it almost seems unauthentic. You're like, "Yeah, awesome. Good for you. You just won. Yeah." But that's the crowd effect.
Right.
But then if you actually make her feel like she's almost silly having that enthusiasm, she's like, she feels uneasy. Like, okay, you know, how am I going to prove myself up to this person? Right. And build her, build up her image in your eyes.
Yeah.
And that's how women are more, or I guess men on the same, I don't know if it works as much with men.
So is there like a real video game question from there? Coming from here?
I'm just saying.
That's pretty swag. You use negging.
That's pretty swag.
You negged her into bed.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
It works. Honestly, that works.
Somebody watches the pickup
artist. Yeah, no, let's move on. Come on. Yeah. Let's get some gaming questions on here. Come on, guys.
All right. Here we go.
Are you guys not going to answer this question?
I've done some swag things.
Yeah,
let's go.
I made Bow Wow after he like grew out of Little Bow Wow. When I worked at GameStop,
you made him Bow Wow.
When I worked at I've actually been hit on by celebrities and pro athletes and stuff like that.
Gochina,
But like Bow Wow came to my store in Atlanta, and he was buying like the newest 2K NBA 2K game.
Okay.
At the time, it was probably what?
Did you recognize him right away?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, it's Bow Wow.
I wouldn't know.
It's a Little Bow Wow. And he was kind of, yeah. And
Little Bow Wow. Yeah, Little Bow Wow. Yeah, I know him.
And so I'm just talking to him, making conversation, like totally unabashed.
I remember him. He's an actor too,
right? You know, so I made really good conversation, and I actually convinced him to buy a used copy of the game instead of a new one. Like, I swayed, like, somebody who has all the money in the world to buy something
a used copy. Well, that's what GameStop makes some money.
He didn't have to, but like he was just sold by what I was telling him, and yeah, it was pretty rad.
So you pretty much sold him. Don't make the developer any money.
He's like seven in this video.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
No, he was like
he's like 13. Like, come on.
Yeah, but no, he's seven, a year like older than me. So I think we were both around 22.
This could have been you, Chi. Bow Wow surveillance video from Fight with Girlfriend shows his jealous rage.
That is me.
Can we watch it?
That is, that's the video.
It's only 50 seconds.
Me and raging jealous boyfriends all the time.
We really have to do that. TMZ.
If you're on Twitch, you could totally watch Chi getting her ass kicked.
Yeah, right.
On TMZ.
Why does shit always happen in an elevator?
Who's that guy? I know, is that his bodyguard?
Is that just some dude in an elevator? Is like,
no, I think it's probably his bodyguard.
Okay, fuck you, TMZ.
All right. All right. Fuck you, Bow Wow.
They're actually the best.
Bow Wow's a really good looking guy in person.
Yeah, but then if he's fucking hitting women or anything, that's a fucking
piece
of shit.
He didn't hit her. He's just
jealous.
Yeah,
bitch. All right,
yelling and jealous.
Don't yell like that.
Let's move on.
That's rude. Move on.
Wait, Bobby, what's the most swag thing you ever said?
I do want to know this. Come on.
When I was 25, I threw a party at, I rented out this suite in the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, shit.
And I threw, like, I was like, "Guys, this is going to be the party." I spent upwards, almost $10,000 on this party. This is back when I had money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I bought like the finest liquor you could get. Yeah. I bought like a $200 shirt.
Why did I know this, Bobby?
Yeah.
You can yell at me in an elevator, Bobby.
He's good at anything. Bobby's good at anything he puts his mind to.
But this, I have like all my friends. You know, your
girls show up.
Have lots of, oh, yeah.
Were there girls there?
Yeah. And then you'd go down to the club and be like, hey, I got a suite upstairs. And all of a sudden, like a bunch of people show up. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a crazy.
It's funny because I knew you then. And you didn't write me, so that's interesting.
When I was 25, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably. Right.
When I was 25, I had a not $10,000, but yeah, I fell on my birthday cake on my ass. I flattened it and I just picked up and kept partying.
I still would have ate that.
Yeah, that was pretty swag.
Birthday cake, sorry.
I just heard this question. Chi, would you rather eat a dick while sitting on a cake or eat a cake while sitting on a dick?
Number two.
Wait, what?
Eat a cake while sitting on a dick?
Totes.
Yeah. Well, you're a girl. It's easier for you. Ray?
All right. This isn't a listener question.
Move on.
All right. Okay. So he says, real question. Have any of you guys played old school RuneScape?
Yeah, in high school.
If you did back in the day, what were some of your fondest memories? I just went back to the game and have been loving it.
Playing in high school.
68 combat level. My highest non-combat skill is level 55 wood cutting. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm sure that nostalgia I would love, or is just the fact that the great game, so much stuff to do. So RuneScape, never played it.
Never played it.
Never? Really? You guys did not play in high school?
I gotta pee.
No. Oh, no, because you guys are older.
Yeah.
You guys are a little older than me. When I was in high school, RuneScape was a thing, and I would go to the computer lab, and you know, everything was blocked, but for some fucking reason, RuneScape was not blocked. And I was able to play RuneScape, and it's a nostalgia thing. It really is. It was a great game. If you really look back at it, though, it's a piece of shit. But it was a great game at the time. I played it when I was a kid, and then I found WoW afterwards. So I moved on to WoW.
Yeah, I never played RuneScape. I always knew of it.
They had an upgrade afterwards and all this stuff, but it wasn't the same.
My introduction to MMOs started with Final Fantasy XI, so that's when...
You didn't play
RuneScape
WoW?
By the time... Yeah, but Final Fantasy XI, I think, came out more or less around the same time as WoW. I played Vanilla WoW for a month, and then I went to Final Fantasy XI.
Google, give me. Bobby.
What are we looking for?
Final Fantasy XI versus WoW. Which came out first?
And so RuneScape, WoW I was probably playing Counter-Strike before even batting an eye, or actual RPGs before batting an eye.
Final Fantasy XI came out
Fantasy XI came out before WoW. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But WoW was actually good.
Final Fantasy XI was good too.
I played it. I remember. I had the adapter. The Ethernet adapter on the back of my PS2.
Oh, I was playing on PC.
Oh, yeah. I was playing on the PS2. Mm-hmm. My PC during that time was really shitty, so I couldn't handle it. So I had to play on the PS2.
Yeah.
Which sucked. Because I didn't have money, guys. I was poor. I was like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, true. 2002.
Oh, no, 2002. I was 16. I was 16, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I think I played one Final Fantasy game, like one MMO that a friend of mine tried to get me into, and I could not believe how bad it was.
It was bad. It was really bad. Final Fantasy XI was bad. Final Fantasy XIV. For me. Personally, sorry.
I think it was 14 that I played.
I just did not like them. Right now, I think Final Fantasy 14 actually right now is free right now. It actually went to free to play.
Weren't they shutting down the RuneScape servers though?
Oh yeah, RuneScape was shut down, but there's a RuneScape 2, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think. Then there's a new thing.
Every now and then I see people play that on stream.
Yeah, but RuneScape, even though the servers were shut down, people still made their own servers, still bring it up. You can still play it in other servers and other websites and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. So RuneScape's still a thing.
Yeah, totally missed out on that.
I'm going to start getting ready for work.
All right.
Nice question.
Yeah, we only got a few more here. Let's see. Does Emilio run faster with his knife out?
No.
CSGO. I like it.
Minute, I cut my finger with this.
Emilio did not play CSGO, so he would not.
Did you ever watch
faster.
FPS Doug?
What? Oh, FPS Doug?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's where it comes from.
You boom headshot.
Thing's super dangerous. You don't
boom headshot.
Don't run with scissors.
That's how I wanted to. I've always wanted to be FPS Doug for Halloween. One of these years, maybe this one.
Wait. Am I right? FPS Doug is
boom headshot? Yeah,
okay,
headshot.
I'm good. I'm all right, cool.
Let
I think we
run?
Talked about this.
Oh, so good, dude. That show was so good. Because, not him, you know, because FPS Doug was like a
pure ponage. Yeah.
Yeah, but pure ponage was a shit. It was such a.
I think we talked about the very first.
I used to watch that in high school.
Our very first, Patreon was.
or it wasn't Patreon, it was some other thing, but it was pure Pwnage. That's the first time I ever put money into something before they released the product.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
Crowdfunding?
Huh? Crowdfunding, yes.
Yeah. All right. Killer the Clowns asks, next show, let everyone know that there is a DLG clan on Division 2. If they want to join, they can hit me up in the DMs. Okay, we talked about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so hit up Killer the Clowns or Ray, Mr. F and Sweet.
Or Pinful.
Our pin, well, Beirut on Beirut, Discord.
Beirut on Discord.
Cool. All right. Wardconius asks, request, spend the next 30 seconds blowing kisses to each other.
No.
Next question.
That's it.
All right.
We're going to end on that. She's fuck very next, good at this.
Fuck the next one.
I've been smooching for years.
Oh.
That is your department. Okay, we got one more. Killer the Clown says, tell Mr. F and Sweet to level up more in Division 2. Need more agents to go on Rogue with.
Oh, okay. That's a good way. Yeah, for sure, bro. Soon. This week, it'll happen. I might slow down a little bit now, knowing that Emilio's here, so I'm going to help him out. And hopefully Bobby jumps on this fucking game and he can
Bobby,
start
just
playing
do
something.
It, dude. Not
just
this
do
week,
it.
Next week. I'm going to be on vacation
no,
next week.
No, but then, well, but we can
I
still
don't
carry
have time
you.
During the week either.
We can still carry
tonight. After the podcast this play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm heading into work.
I'm going to have a couple more drinks and then I'm going to head home and just play all night.
A
and
couple
then,
more drinks?
Well,
do you need a couple more drinks?
Yeah, we still got a little bit on the bottle.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to finish that all one right. And then we go home, game.
What do we play next week, everybody?
That's a very good question.
I'm definitely going to check out that...
Division 2.
Division
maybe Division 2. 2, but I'm absolutely checking out that... what is it, a beta or a demo
Dark Forces.
Of Dark Forces?
Yeah, check it out. I'm going to check it out, too, with you.
Check that out.
Well, it's not multiplayer, but...
If you give me the Elgato, I would love to experiment with it
take
a little
it
bit.
We haven't used it once.
Plug in the... Maybe get my Titan... Unless... Titan XP in my computer.
Does anybody want to play video games after the podcast? I'm down.
I'm down. I just have to pee.
I have to work.
You have to work. Bobby?
Yeah, I'll go home, but I'll play something online.
You're such a fucking asshole, dude.
I got a few things.
This is the reason.
I said
this is the reason you've never done anything swag, dude, because you're not around.
Yeah.
For the
he
swag
was like,
can you spend
$10,000
here?
He burnt out.
Yeah. How about $1,000?
Oh, man. I miss the days when I had money.
Oh, I know. It happens. Life, we get older, and then we have to spend on real shit.
Damn. Bobby was so much better at my job back then than I was. Anyway.
I'm going to play Division. And I'm going to play, I hate when I get drunk and I forget shit. Swords of Ditto. Swords of Ditto.
Yes, somebody was talking about, oh, is that a roguelike?
It's a roguelike, yeah.
Dittoing your swords?
Oh, I want to do a new segment. I'm going to start it here today and I'm going to put it on myself. Everybody's that heard this said it was a good idea. I want to start it now.
Swords
the consensus... No, well, we give each other homework, right?
Okay.
But I'm going to put it on myself. So all three of you need to come up with something right now that I have to pay at least 2 hours of this week.
Okay. Oh, shit.
One game?
Yeah. One game.
Oh, man. All right, let's hurry up because I need to pee, like, really badly.
I don't know, man. You just put us on the spot here.
I know, dude. What the fuck?
But it's a really good segment.
All right.
Yeah. So should we wait till next week?
You have to play House Party.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. It's a game I saw. It's about like having sex in the house party.
This is something like when we were talking about you have to play FTL.
Okay.
Something like that. Like, oh my God, you haven't played
so
that?
So not like troll shit. Like,
not troll shit.
Not troll shit.
Oh, okay.
This, okay, you have Origin Premiere, correct?
Correct.
Play The Sims 4.
Ooh. I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, play Sims 4.
I'll do that.
Two hours.
For 2 hours. Yeah, and stream it.
Because you've never played a Sims game ever.
No, I don't like to stream games when I'm learning them. Because I
why
feel
not?
Like an idiot.
It's fun.
I'm
talk.
A slow loner, dude.
Oh shit!
I push.
He's embarrassed.
You've never played The Sims before, correct?
No, never.
You've never played any of The Sims.
Oh, man,
no.
This will be an interesting segment.
Oh man, that would be fun.
Sims 4.
Hey, actually, Sims would be a really good tutorial.
Emilio, thanks for the best segment ever.
Play
no,
the
no problem,
tutorial. Play the tutorial on fucking Sims.
Yeah, Bobby's like, I'm gonna watch that stream.
All right, that's cool. I like it. I like
I'm
it.
Down.
All right. I like it. That's cool. All right.
You're playing Sims.
Next weekend. But we're going to clockwise. So Bobby's
clockwise,
up next
Bobby's
week.
Next. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ooh. I'll think of something.
No trolls, guys. No trolls.
No. Serious game. Serious game.
All right, cool. All right. Is that it?
I think we're done.
That's it. Did everybody say what they were playing? I'll be playing the Division 2 and
Division
my roguelike.
And I'm playing Swords of Ditto. It's a roguelike. It looks really fucking cool. I don't know. I love the art. for
Should
it.
Should we
so.
All play The Sims 4 then? I mean, you don't have to tell me twice.
I might.
Okay.
I'm interested.
So. Sims 4. Holy shit. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start a character.
Welcome back to The Sims podcast. Where you get all your simulations right here.
Well, especially if you two are Sim virgins, you know.
Yeah.
Literally Sims virgins. Sims?
Wait, who's? No, well, I have. I played a ton of Sims.
Oh, never mind.
Dude,
Welcome Simmy to the stage. I passed
the sensor.
She's trying to make a rent.
When I was a kid, for the first Sims, I downloaded a patch, crack or whatever the fuck it was, that removed the sensor off the shower scenes in the bathroom. I was a dirty little fuck as a kid. Yeah, I wanted those Sims.
Bobby, what are you playing next week?
I told you, the demo for Dark Forces. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to play The Sims now. I want to play Sims 4 now, more than Division 2.
She's got to go. Let's wrap this up. Speaking for Bobby, Billy and myself, Dark Forces titties. Bye.
I actually like the song.
It's great.
Yeah, it is.
Pharoah Steve linked it in music. I don't know where our girlfriends are. They're not out there. No.